Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code RIF for a special offer when you sign up. That's code RIF for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. It's a Tuesday. It is the 25th of April. And thanks for being with us here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Well, you can't deny it. Age is going to get us all.
Oh, yeah, we're dead. We're as good as dead.
Gets everyone.
Yeah. Yep. No escape. No escape this bad boy.
Well, it's inevitable. One day something's going to happen, though, that'll slap you in the face with reality, and that's when you realize you're really getting old. And yeah. I think there is, like, one moment at the beginning of, you know, I don't know, is it in your 30s, your 20s?
I think it's your 30s somewhere.
That it creeps in.
Yeah.
But then there's always moments I find continually.
Well, because it just keeps getting worse. But there's a first time. I believe, like, the first time that I got hurt sleeping.
Like, you woke up in
real
pain.
Yeah, and then I had, like, a sore back for 8 months.
After sleeping.
Like, that was, like, my first time where I'm like, this makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense. I took a nap in a bed that was not mine. And had a sore back for 8 months, probably when I was, like, 35.
I was 7 when I knew I was old.
Well, yeah.
Some are different. You got a head start on it, for most of us. They ask that question to people online, though, like the moment they realized they were getting old. And if you have something and you want to share it with us for the next little bit, you can. 1-855-954-6969. That's the number to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. Some of the things that people said here, getting annoyed when the grocery store gets rearranged is the moment they realized they were getting old.
Got there yet.
Doesn't ever bother me.
When the songs you loved in high school are being played on the oldie station. We just talked about this. Like, when you hear Blink 182 on an oldie station.
Yeah.
What the F?
Yeah.
Yep. What the F?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's been almost 30 years.
Shocking. It's shocking.
What's your age again, huh, Dave?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Old!
I find tons of humor in aging. I think it's hilarious. And so many people are uncomfortable with it, but I like to make jokes and I make everyone really uncomfortable with it.
I think it's hilarious, too. I just out of nowhere feel like I got old. I think that happens in your 30s. You feel like you're in your 20s.
Yeah, like you're fine.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some stuff that bothers me occasionally, but I kind of embrace it. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm fine with getting old. I'm not fine with dying, though.
That's where it gets weird with me. I'm scared. I'm terrified of death.
Right. So,
but it's coming for you.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. We're going to try and keep this fun and positive. Yes, Debbie. Someone said, I realized I was getting old when I no longer liked loud exhausts.
When they really started bothering
me. Right, because as a young guy, you're like, yeah, listen to that. And then I'm like, oh, turn it down.
You know, that's a real annoyance.
Jeez, it's like when you say, jeez, you jerk.
I'll tell you.
The loud exhaust.
To me, I guess, it's like when, like the first time that loud exhaust scares you. Like it jumped up and scared you. Because that to me happens every once in a while. I'll be under an overpass and like a Hellcat will hit the gas beside you while you're underneath the overpass at the same time. And it's like, a bomb was dropped beside you. Like, mm-hmm. you hear the loudest noise you've ever heard. And then I'm like, oh my God.
I know. Yeah,
it's
right?
just a hellcat.
It's happened to me on Murder Freeway
it's
a few
just
times.
A hellcat.
Someone has flown by me so fast that it has scared me.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was like a jet went by, uh-huh. right?
Mm. Yep. It used to be anger. Like, I remember it probably was three stage. It used to be like, cool. And yes. then it was like, oh, I wish I could go as fast as him. And now it's, oh,
oh. slow down.
Oh, my God.
It's so true. You, there's
so
all
that's
these
no
different
good.
Phases.
That's no good.
Someone said, first time I got in my truck and sat on my balls is when I realized I was getting old. Another one said, I realized I was getting old when I got a hangover every time I drank.
Like, in drinking terms, I've been old for so long. Like, I just...
You just have never a big drinker.
No. But, like, I mean, now I don't even dream of this stuff.
I've realized I was old in terms of hangover when I was hungover from walking from the tailgate to the stadium. I was miserable
oh,
the whole
a daytime
game.
Hangover.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Like, you were getting ready to party.
Yeah.
And, like,
I partied.
Realized...
And by the time I walked from the tailgate
yeah.
to the stadium, I had the worst... I felt miserable. I'm like, I need some ibuprofen. I need the Gatorade and a yep. nap. Yep.
I had that. And that was, this is a long time ago. So I had it old, long time
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
But we did a St. Patrick's Day broadcast.
Mm hmm.
And people remember this was one of the ones where
oh,
people
I know
were just feeding
yeah.
us drinks, yep. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you guys could go. I had to leave that one and go to another appearance that my wife had set up.
Oh, God.
With a band mm-hmm. at a pub,
oh
and I had
God.
To host that. Mm. And in between, I did develop a daytime hangover without
yeah.
sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That was rough. And I can imagine doing
no good.
Something else after that.
Oh my
it
God.
Was real bad.
I think the thing that I do to tell myself I'm not old is like I'll still listen to music really loud. And that's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm still cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's true. Like, no, I don't party anymore. I don't drink anymore.
No.
I don't do it.
No.
Like, if I crank up some tunes, I'm like, I'm living on the edge.
You still got it, Andy.
Yeah. I listen to tunes loud, too, but it's only because I can't hear
can't
them well.
Hear them.
Huh? Turn it down! What? What? This is normal level. This is normal volume.
Someone said, I'm 27 and just started gardening. I think that's when I realized I was getting old.
Oh, that might have been like one of my first signs when out of nowhere I was like, I should plant things in the earth.
Some of the things you've said to me uh-huh. through the years have stunned me. And when I first found out you were into gardening, it did kind
that
of.
That was because of his wife at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
She was into gardening.
Well, I think she had like the, she had a, built a garden. What I'm not into is doing all that. Like, I'm not going to build the garden. But I'll take care of plants.
After they've been planted.
Yeah, but like, so like at my new place, I have not set up a garden. I will not set up a garden. I have no one to, in my life,
stuff.
To eat it.
Right.
You know, so.
Taylor's with us. Hi, Taylor. Or Tyler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Moment you realized you may be getting old.
So I turned 30 at the beginning of April. And last year we were putting a sliding glass door in my house. And I walked to the garage to get a drill, turned around and walked back through the kitchen. And I took a deep breath as like a, here we go, this is going to suck breath. And my back seized like I've never felt before. And I was done for a week.
Oh, yeah. The old back seizure.
Yeah, you can't just lift anything you want anymore after
no,
a certain age, right?
No.
As guys, we're so used to that.
Yeah.
I'll move that. Let me lift that out of the way. And then
sure.
you're like, oh!
But like, I do think like, before you know what it feels like when your back just won't do, your back just eventually is like, that's it for today.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Don't diet.
You're done.
Exercise helps.
Yeah, you have to exercise.
Keep yourself in shape.
You know.
This is a true sign. When you have to fill out something online and it asks for your birth year,
oh.
and you have to spin the wheel like you're on The Price is Right. Right?
I always
used to
have,
be right there.
I always have like this weird feeling like they're not going to go all the way back.
What do you mean?
Like they just
to
don't.
When you were born?
They just don't expect. They just don't expect someone.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Like think about when I signed up for TikTok, right? So I almost like, I'm like, this is a child's app. I mean, we all know that. Mm-hmm. TikTok is a child, was for sure, was a child's app. And I just think to myself, they don't think anyone around my age is signing up for this. What if you scroll
and your age isn't there?
And it's like stops.
Because they don't want like, you to be.
Then you got to add it or something.
Oh, no,
it's like a real fear.
They'll never do that.
No, I know.
There was like a time between in my mid to late 30s where I inexplicably started caring a lot about the weather.
Oh, that's a true sign you're getting.
You know, like I just, I never had cared about it. And then I'd just be all of a sudden into it. I'm like, oh, I better wear a coat tomorrow.
Yeah.
You never used to care when I first met you.
I know, I didn't.
No, you honestly, you didn't.
It was like a change.
I feel like you got annoyed when I tell you about the weather. You're like, oh,
I used to be like, I used to just not care. Like, oh, you know, all I do is walk from my car to a building. But now I'm like, it's pretty cold sometimes.
You bought a coat.
Yeah, I did. I bought a coat.
Yeah.
You were always shocked by the weather, too, because you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, I'd listen to the weather every day. Like, I know what the weather report is, and then I'd never know what it was going to do. And now I'm like, oh, okay. Got to make sure to bundle up tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty chilly.
Yeah, I check the weather app a couple times a day.
Well, I think that half of my conversations now are the weather.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's a lot of people. Nobody knows what to talk about. So you know, talk about the weather.
When you go to baseball, it's like, man, do you talk about weather a lot?
I blurt it out a lot, the weather stuff.
Clouds!
Yeah. Like, nice day we're having. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah. It's uncontrollable.
Jake's with us next. Jake, what's the moment you realized you were getting old?
When I started buying the upstairs seats at St. Andy's because I didn't want to stand for 3 hours at concerts anymore.
When you buy the seats.
I love a good seat.
A good seat is a great
thing. Wait until you don't feel like even going to the show at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not there yet, but it's going to get there. Trust me. It takes an incredible concert to get me out on a weeknight.
I don't have a lot of desire to go.
Yeah. I just don't. It would take something. I still will decide every once in a while to go, but I'll tell you this for sure. I would much rather like a first row balcony seat with a seat.
Yeah, seats nice.
Than a first row stage.
Standing
with all those people.
Well, you know, if you get a seat in a certain section, you're going to be standing the whole concert anyway, right? If you want to see anything, you're going to be standing.
Yep.
So you gotta weigh that out.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that I tripped over my own pants and fell in the bathroom and had to crawl to my bed. My own pants. Been there, dude.
Dave almost killed himself
tripped
with his
over underwear and fell into a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And laid there moaning because my wife is the most sound sleeper.
Yep.
Thought I was going to die in that closet. Andrew's with us. Andrew, moment you realized you could be getting old.
Morning, guys. Penis. Okay, so I realized I was old how excited I got when I was finally able to afford real adult insurance.
Like health insurance?
Like health insurance, yeah.
So you're off your parents' plan and you can afford to get it yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's for some of us it was young. I think it keeps getting pushed.
Some of us it was 26, Lisa.
Yeah, exactly.
You were allowed to be on that plan until you were 26 years old and still enrolled in college.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, dude, thanks for calling in. Someone said the first time someone turned around in my driveway and I wondered what the hell they were doing.
That wasn't me texting in.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't me.
Your driveway.
I only get upset when they cut across my driveway.
I'll be honest. I feel like it's kind of universal. I'm like, why mine?
Aren't you at the end of a street?
I am. It sucks.
Well, I'll see. That's probably why it happens.
I put spike strips on.
Like, of all the driveways you could have chose, you chose mine. What is your problem?
Yeah, like, there's no choice of mine. So, and I believe that my driveway just happens. There's like a weird thing that the city did because the sewer was there, that they just sort of paved a larger section. So it's my driveway in this large. So all the Amazon trucks, everything, they're like, oh, that's a perfect place to
chill out?
No, like to pop a Yui every single time. And I'm like, okay.
You just got to deal with it.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a, it's a bulldozer. That's going to leave a mark.
You're worried about that stuff.
It's, They get me.
I talked to one of my friends like right that I had like right out of high school, and one of my good friends, and I haven't talked to him in a long time, and he was saying, I'm making all these old jokes in the message, and he's like, we're not dead yet. He's so upset.
Some people do not,
because he's like
well.
Recently single yeah. and like divorced and out on the, you know, he's out on the, he's like, I'm living like I'm 25 again. I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Oh
yeah.
Goodness. Yikes. I've had a couple of those buddies through the years
then
decide they want to recapture their youth.
Yeah.
It's,
but he, so he was all upset that I was digging on the age thing.
Oh God.
Some
oh,
people
God,
do sure. like honestly, some people are like, you know, make peace with it. This is, you know, this yeah. I'm happy to be alive. Other people cannot stand the fact that they're getting older and are super sensitive about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I do believe like birthdays hurt some people.
Yeah, they don't want to even you acknowledge know? Them.
Yeah.
I have a friend that you're not allowed to mention her birthday.
Oh, really? Wow.
Like she will not huh. admit mm. she's getting older.
I think that the biggest thing is health issues. Like, you know, that's where it's like, you know, whatever. Everything else is like whatever, but any kind of health stuff, you're like, yeah. oh, man.
Yeah, it's yeah. going to be a bummer.
Right. It is like you reach a certain age and the expiration date on your body clicks in, right? Like, oh, yeah. oopsie.
Well, like right now I'm in the aches and pains thing. Soon it'll be like, we have some really bad news to tell you.
So that's
stop coming. It. That's around the corner.
No,
we hate to
not.
Tell you this.
Stop
but
it.
I'm really, really sorry to have to tell you this, but
Chuck,
I'm just saying, like, eventually that's the
I mean,
next
Dave's
phase.
Dave's got a bad knee. You
know? Yeah. I know. Like, I got a bad shoulder.
What I'm saying about health stuff. It's you better. Oh, good, yeah. Good.
A little, yeah. little physical therapy.
Yeah, you know, you think
going
it's
to physical therapy is realized I was getting old.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Wait, what are you doing? I have my knees a little bit sore, so I gotta go to a doctor.
At least it's just your knee and not your bladder or something. You're not oh like my God, going I pelvic can still, floor therapy.
Still holding
yeah,
strong.
Exactly.
Not pee in your pants. No. You just gotta look at the bright side at a certain point.
This is all I'm saying.
I'm not pooping myself or pissing myself.
I really have to. I'm really, really sorry to have to break this to you. Those are coming.
Yeah.
Those are coming.
Chucks in diapers.
It's a sad day. Uh-oh. I gotta come in here and do comedy, but I also know that later on in the day I have pelvic floor therapy.
It's tough to remain funny. I think that's why.
Andy?
I think that's why shows end. You know,
pelvic
like I
floor
think,
therapy?
Yeah, I do. Like the one of us starts to have to do pelvic floor therapy. I don't think you can be funny anymore.
Yeah, you can.
No, I don't think so.
You come here to forget it.
Yeah,
forget about
I guess
it.
Maybe.
Floor therapy.
I guess maybe.
Until we see that look like in Chuck's face only... and he realizes he's peed himself.
Oh, no.
But we talk about it so much, too. Like, those are issues that we talk about on the show.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, what did you do?
I pissed myself last night, guy. A real hoot. A real hoot last night. Yep, just sitting there. No. It didn't feel like anything was coming on. No, not at all. No heads up. And then I looked down, I'm soaked. Yep, so then I started doing some Kegels while I was sitting there.
Someone said that, too. Sleeping straight through the night becomes a thing of the past. That's when I realized I was getting old. Well, that's either, like, pains or pee.
It's usually pee, yeah.
Right? I'm pretty good. Like, maybe I'll get up once
sometimes.
I'm okay
right now, too.
But I'm not, like, a get-up-all-night-and-pee guy. Thank goodness. Someone said, the first time someone said to me, okay, boomer, I was 34.
Okay, boomer.
Someone else said that I was 26, telling a 50-year-old woman that I worked with about some physical issues I was having, and she told me she had the same things. That's when I realized I was, oh, I have that.
Yeah, because you're still in the same zone. You're at the beginning. She's at the end before she gets the, I hate to break it to you. Yeah, I'm really, really sorry.
When I start admiring other people's lawns, someone said, when you notice other people's lawns. That's a guy thing, I think, a lot. But.
Well, I'll say this, like, I can appreciate someone's nice lawn. I'll be like, wow, that's nice. But I have no desire to personally make sure that my lawn, by my own hand, is the same way.
I like a nice lawn because I want my house to look good.
Yeah, like a nice lawn.
I don't want dandelions.
But I'm not going to be the guy. Like, you see these old guys, they got a bag.
Yeah.
They've got the glove.
There's one old guy on our corner who's out almost on a daily basis doing picking something out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, that's just not me.
You're lazy, baby.
You
like it, but you don't want to have to do
it's like,
it.
Thank you so much, landscapers.
Mm-hmm. Nick is in Boston. Nick, tell us when you realized you were getting old.
Bending over to tie my shoes or something falling down and it falls on the floor and you just leave it there.
I can't
yeah, that's it. Oh, well. Forget it. That's gone. Well, that's gone.
Just stays
you
there.
You shouldn't even bend over to get something.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh.
Someone else said the first time I complained that my kid didn't call me enough.
Mm. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yikes. This is funny. When I had to use Bengay on my hands before I rolled a joint.
That's a thing. Don't get the Bengay on the joint.
Oh, that wow.
stinks.
Yeah, no one will ever want to pass that one around.
Jeez.
Bengay joint.
Oh, my goodness. Ian. Hi, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you? Hi, Ian.
Ripcord. I realized that I was getting old when you go ahead and you see someone that went to the same high school as you did, but years later, and you start talking with them, and when you're referencing teachers that you had, their response is, they retired before I even got to high school. What year did you graduate again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or even worse, they're dead.
There's a lot of,
did you hear that, you know, is dead?
We're just getting to the point now where I'm like, you know, when we talk about celebrity deaths, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either my kids have no idea who that is, right?
Right.
Or you're like, how is that person dead already?
Uh-huh.
Welcome to my world.
I can't even imagine.
That's the danger of having a 75-year-old mind.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's lost all his heroes.
Have you seen Bridget Fonda? Did you see the photos that surfaced?
No.
I was shocked.
Bridget Fonda's cute, she's blonde, right? Remember Bridget Fonda?
Is it the...
You have to show the photos.
She has gained 500 pounds.
I mean, and people were saying, she just aged. I'm like, no, she just stopped caring.
So remember, that's Bridget Fonda, right? That's Bridget Fonda now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No one isn't, guys.
It is.
That's her.
She's never, they haven't seen her in a while. No one has seen her in a while. She finally surfaced, but you would never know.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that insane?
She looks like an angry baseball mom.
That was her in the 90s.
Jesus. Oh, my God. You just never know what you're signing up for.
An angry baseball
mom. Listen, somebody signed up in 1990. Someone signed up for the bikini girl in the couch.
Right.
You know?
She married? I don't even know.
Look at her. You can just tell. She's upset. That should have been a hit.
What is she? I don't know. It's more than aging. Like, you can age and take care of yourself. Like, she just kind of just let it go.
What was she in?
Jackie Robinson.
Was in, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was one.
Jackie Robinson is a bit different.
Different.
The first black baseball player. I'm like, you know what's funny?
That's a sign you're getting old.
Jackie Robinson.
You said Jackie Robinson.
I'm like 42. She was in 42. You'd think I would have remembered.
Jackie Robinson. I don't know where that somewhere is in my. I'm too old to know about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now. That's it. That's the problem.
Is she married to Danny Elfman, 17-year-old son Oliver. Huh.
Okay, but so has singles. Danny Elfman also...
Danny Elfman's been married to a few people, I think.
But what, like, what's his... Is he, like, kind of a disaster?
God, he's terrifying. That's a terrifying-looking man. That is, like, something out of my nightmare.
Hot.
Jesus.
Yeah, control yourself, Lisa. Calm down.
He's like an ugly carrot top, if such a thing exists.
An ugly carrot top.
Like, if you thought carrot top was ugly, look at this guy.
See, an ugly carrot top, I think that's exactly what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen this guy.
A handsome carrot top would be scary.
Jesus.
I know his name, and I don't think I've ever really looked him up.
Me neither. Thank God, now I'm going to have nightmares about this ginger.
So he was.
He was with her for a while. I'm not sure if he still is. Back to you, though. What's the moment you realize, damn, I'm getting old? Matt, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, hey. So the first time I realized I got old, I was reading a book. I don't know what book it was. And I remember flipping the page, and I couldn't read the words anymore. Like, literally, like, my eyesight just went.
Oh, like, in one page, he saw.
From one page to the next.
He saw his eyes age.
They honestly say it happens like that.
Yeah.
Like, you'll go to bed and wake up and go,
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
I am so lucky. Like, I'm good.
Oh, I'm not.
My eyesight is good. I don't really need glasses
at all. You won't be good
all.
Forever with no. the reading because every single person on the planet has to have glasses yeah. for that.
Yeah, they will. But I'm like, I can read all this stuff without
I can read this.
I can read okay, too.
But you know what? If, you know, grab a can of something, you know. And
all my friends, sorry.
You need me to help you open that?
No, it's, I thought it was like frozen. Crunchy.
Oh, I thought he was having a hard time, like a pickle jar.
No, look,
I can't
froze.
Do it.
Oh. You my know, friends will all pass me stuff now.
Oh, like, Dave, can you see you're the last one. Yeah,
yeah. The last man standing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be that guy, but no.
Not anymore.
No, now I'm like, you know what you could do? You can take your phone.
And you can zoom in. Yeah, you can make the font bigger.
Oh, yeah. Well, to me, it's always camera. Like, camera to the thing I'm trying to,
to read.
See. God, we're so old.
Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Death's gone.
Good. Penis bald.
Penis. What's the moment you realized you were getting old?
Well, actually, I've got two phrases that when you say them, you know you're old. I'm going to say the phrase, and I'll let you finish it off. First okay. one. Back in my day...
Well, sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's I mean, yeah, if you say you that, say. Yeah. I had to walk uphill to school. It, but yeah, yeah, I mean, there's a million of them.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, really? And second one, big one. When I was your age. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to watch saying that one, I would say.
No doubt. Don is with us. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes.
Penis.
Yes.
So I'm like the oldest 30-year-old you'll ever going to meet. What really hit me in the face, my wife and I went to the crab buffet at, I think it was MGM a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So focused on the crabs, we rush right in, we sit down, and then we look around, and everyone there is over 70 years old. My wife and I are 32 and 33.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's an
afternoon
game.
Delight.
Yeah.
It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we went to sleep at 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
You got to expect that.
So yeah. I'm still embarrassed by that. You know, like we have different crazy hours than most people. So if I'm eating dinner at 3 p.m., that's a normal person 6 or 7 p.m.,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So on the weekend, this was several weeks ago, Amber and Zane and I went out for lunch. But it was like 2:45,
yeah.
right? So someone came by the table and they're like, oh, you guys having a late lunch? And Zane goes, no, it's dad's dinner time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right, dinner. What are your entrees?
But it was embarrassing. I'm like, oh, I feel so old.
Yeah.
Then you don't want to go into a whole story. Well, I get up at 3 and then, you know.
No. This.
I've been going out for dinner so early for so long. I don't care. Mm,
you don't.
It's perfect because there's no one there.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
I love
amazing.
That.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's different for me because if I'm going to go out to dinner, it means I have to usually wait for someone else who lives a normal life. So waiting for someone else that lives a normal life, you're like, oh, my God.
My
oh,
friends right. always adjust
it's
to
like
my
three
schedule.
3 hours. I'm
like, okay, what time do you want to go?
Yeah.
It is weird to be like, I have lunch at 10:45.
Yeah.
I have lunch probably at 10:45 in
yeah.
the
air.
Someone said the first time I was too tired for sex was when I realized I was getting old. When they stopped carding me for booze. Someone said, I'm 30 and I have grandpa ear hair. Unexpected hair growth.
Oh, wow.
Is a sure sign.
That's the one that worries me is the ears, the ear hair. Like, that's just the hair that grows in your actual ear hole, right?
Well, there's some. Mine grows all along the edges.
I get one. Just one tiny little
hair. In the inside of it?
Well, like here, like on the, like.
Oh, God.
I got to keep an eye on this part.
I had a white hair in my beard.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
And so it begins.
Yeah. I've had several.
I had a hair grow on my bottom eyelid.
Yeah, it's weird stuff
right?
like that.
Like, on my bottom, I was like, I
Will
couldn't.
Will that come
I
back now
hair
forever?
In my eye, and it kept driving me crazy for weeks, and then I realized it was growing
That's
from
weird.
Here.
I've never heard of that.
No, I think sometimes, like, I don't know if it just gets sent
to
where
I've had them, like, sprout, like, in the middle of my forehead.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Like, just like a...
Fun.
Like,
gotta get a tweezer and
yeah,
tweeze it out.
It's, like, real crazy. You're like, what is happening to me? But then, yeah, like, I didn't have a gray beard hair. I had a white. It was just white.
It just
so
went straight white.
Go,
yeah.
You don't see any gray. You're good.
Yeah, I'm good right now. I plucked it.
Yeah, I did that for a while, and it's just a losing battle. Like, I have a Santa Claus beard if I don't dye it, so.
What else are they saying here? Got excited for new vacuum cleaners. That's when I realized I was getting old.
Oh, yeah. It's very exciting.
That's just not
my... full conversations about vacuum cleaners with your friends.
Vacuum cleaners and coffee makers. those are some things that really get me going.
Jeez.
Someone else said, when I realized I couldn't trust a fart anymore. The old beehole.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting because some of these, like, when I hear them, I'm like, eh, that's nothing, kid. You know?
Because well, you've been going through it for so long.
And that's what I think it is. I think depending on your age, some of these are hitting people harder. Like, to me,
beginning of it for them,
when
right?
the guy who's like, when I can't trust a fart, in my brain, I'm like, huh, well, I'm not there yet. You know?
Right.
But it's down the road. But then, like, some of these, they're like, when I buy insurance, I'm like, okay, I've lived a lifetime since I first bought insurance. You know, I've had two kids.
A switch I went through where it was like, I never cared about, like, parking tickets and stuff. And then all of a sudden now I'm like, if I get a parking ticket, I'm like, well, I better take care of that.
Oh, like right away.
Because I don't want to get these extra charges.
Right. Yeah. It's five extra. $10 extra. I'm not doing that.
Ron's in Rhode Island. When did you realize you were getting old, Ron?
Well, I used to go to the bars a lot. I still go to the bars a lot, but I used to flirt a lot. And, you know, talk to girls, and they smile and receptive and flirting with you. And then one day I'm looking at the girl and looking at her eyes, and she's smiling, and I see this little glint in her eye. And I realize, oh, my God, I'm the cute old guy or the creepy old guy. She's looking at me kind of funny. I gotta go away.
Oh, it changed the look. Like, aww. Aren't you cute at being at the bar?
That's so nice. You still drinking?
Dude, listen, man. Like, I remember being in, like, my 20s, and we would go to this one college bar. And in that college bar, there was, like, three or four guys that were probably around my age now that had nothing else going on in life. And they would just be in there. And all these college girls would talk to them all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I realized, like, yeah, like, that's what I would be if I went there. So, nah. Nope.
I'm sorry about this, Chuck. When I started metal detecting.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Someone else said, when I recognized the smell of Preparation H on someone else.
Son of a bitch.
How could you smell it? Isn't it in their anus?
Oh, God. Yeah, you get real close.
It's got a pretty strong aroma.
You get real close. You guys smell it right
does
now.
Stop it. Does it have a real stinky odor?
I wouldn't say stinky.
But it's like a recognizable.
It's like what would be, not on a Bengay level. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Not far from it, though.
It's I don't know, maybe it's a different formula or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I've only had to ever go to that stuff one time.
And one more thing here. A moment someone realized they were getting old when everything leads to acid reflux.
Well, I get it.
Ooh, tomatoes.
I get it right now from nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Yeah, like just if I don't eat for a long time, all of a sudden I'm like, burning. Yeah, it's burning up. I think I drank too much water.
Water gives you acid reflux?
I'm telling you, dude. So, like, if I'm, like, right now I'm fasting again, and if I am fasting and it gets too long, it's almost like the acid builds up, and then I'm like, ouch. What? Yeah, no, it's no good.
I didn't realize that nothing could give you.
Yeah, it's very odd. I think I, like, drink too much water or something, and then it's...
So when I fell in the shower, I'm 27. Well, you should not. No.
I mean,
you shouldn't be falling in the shower at 27.
No.
You're just clumsy. All right, coming up, our first check of the news. What did a dad do to his kid that got him arrested in Arkansas? What pickleball crime spree happened in Massachusetts? And what went on that got a dog stuck in a car's engine? We'll get to that as we check the news.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. So a man in Arkansas has been arrested for felony ear piercing because he pierced his son's ear.
Cool.
Here's the deal. I guess the kid showed up at school the other day with his left ear pierced.
Okay.
He told his buddies, that his dad just shoved a needle in his ear.
Okay.
A teacher overheard it and reported that to school officials. The cops later showed up at the family's house where the father, Jeremy Sherland, admitting to piercing his son's ear, but refused to let them ask any more questions or talk to his son. The cops were told they could arrest Jeremy under laws in Arkansas for unlicensed body art on a person under 16. And so they did it. They busted into the family's house and arrested the dad. Here's how that played out.
What are y'all doing?
I feel like we missed half of this. Oh boy. Arkansas, Andy.
The guy refused arrest. So four officers take him into custody here.
One guy's the size of the door.
He's laughing because
I thought that was his wife.
No. Body art without a license is what he just said, is what he was laughing at.
What is really going on here?
So there they are, carting him out of his own house.
Guys, you're in the cameras. This is ridiculous.
It's Arkansas, guys.
Because you
listen, you went outside and you just hear country music.
Son's ear without a license.
It's true.
Takes three cops, four cops.
Why did they park so far away? Why do they got to walk them like three blocks?
They didn't want to surprise attack. They didn't know he was coming. They were coming.
I guess. Oh, there it is.
This is the boy right here.
Four guys in one car. It looks like. Oh no, there's.
These cops busted in my door.
Shut up.
Busted in the front door.
I wanted my ears pierced.
Cuffs on this boy for nothing.
Okay. Jesus. Arrest him. Throw him in all in jail. So I know I'm old. God, just shut up.
The scuffle, as you heard, caught on camera by the son.
Go to Claire's like everybody else.
He's heard saying that he wanted his ears pierced. Then he posted it on TikTok, and the caption said, I pierced my ear a year ago, and he got arrested because of it. Hashtag cop abuse.
That's a really odd situation, though.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
I wonder what else.
Now, one kid at his school said that he also said his dad was drunk and held him down and forced the piercing. So either he's lying or the friend's exaggerating, or he showed up at school and someone made fun of him and he was embarrassed and kind of made up a story.
Yeah.
You know, who knows how it played out. But I've never heard of anyone being arrested for felony ear piercing.
That would make more sense, though, if it was forced and child abuse and that kind of thing.
Well, that thing. You know, but then, like, why would I keep it in?
But if right there when they're in the house, the son said, no, I wanted my ear pierced, like you heard him say, then you say, oh, okay, you know.
Unless he's just protecting.
I don't know. Or maybe this family has caused a lot of problems for a real long time in Arkansas. You know, and really? They're finally like, just go get them now. Let's arrest those people that are.
If you think it's abuse and you
citizens.
Go to the house, once you hear the story, though, right? Shouldn't you be?
I think that you get orders as those four guys. Like you're not there to negotiate. You're there to follow the orders that someone gave you, which is arrest this guy for this, and then all that other stuff happens after that point.
Yeah.
You know, like just go to the station. Don't put up a fight and then be like, okay, so talk to my son, you know. But everything now has to be like a big video that's going to go viral that proves that you're something, whatever you want to prove. Or that the government's out to get us. You know, like whatever you're trying to, whatever angle you're pushing.
If you want to see the video, it's going to be up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out there, but kind of crazy. Did you know you could be banned from a state?
No.
I knew you could get banned for Ohio in Ohio.
You can.
Yeah, I just made jokes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't cook your ham right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'll kick you right
I didn't
up.
Realize like a state could say, you're banned from here. You can never come back to this state.
I didn't either, really, because how? Like you're a citizen of
the country.
The country.
How can each state ban you? Well, two Ohio women who were apparently banned from Michigan.
Oh, we will ban people from Ohio.
Well, sure. They were caught stealing from a Bath and Body Works store in Bloomfield Township.
That's how to do it. That's, you want to get banned?
Officers responded to the store on Telegraph Road. The two women, identified as 24-year-old Kiara Bannister and 24-year-old Kenedra Barabino, were caught stealing their candles there.
Yep.
They had $1,600 worth of their candles.
So, four candles.
Four or five
candles each.
They were arrested. Investigators learned they have a previous conviction for felony organized retail fraud in Royal Oak. And then an order prohibiting them from entering Michigan.
Well, when you do stuff like that, I guess.
I know, but I've just never heard of.
I guess, you know, like they can. I guess they can stop you. Like, you could get orders from the court for a lot of different things. You're not allowed to be around a person. You're not allowed to be around certain buildings. I guess it makes sense. Like, we don't want you to leave the state, or we don't want you to do something like that as a part of, like, probation or something. But you can never come to Michigan again.
If you do and you're caught, you're in probably a big trouble. Yeah. More trouble.
Yeah.
I just honestly, I
get Michigan is kind of like, I guess you're kind of lucky that you don't.
Each of the states are supposed to govern themselves, I guess. So
yeah.
But it's like, get banned from certain states, I guess. That's weird. It's weird to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a state that would be much worse to be banned in just for travel purposes?
I was going
to
say, if you're going, like, if you travel to Florida every year.
Yeah, so right? Like,
and you cut through Tennessee.
Like Georgia.
Yes.
You know, and then you can't, no connecting flights. You can't take a connecting flight that's going to land.
So you can't never land in Atlanta?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when you have a big crime operation.
Yeah, that's true.
This could happen.
I don't know how many family vacations you're taking. But man, if you want to get some, where was that? Bloomfield Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to get banned from a place? Go steal those ladies' candles. You are
$1,600 worth.
A store like that.
Not
there.
Yet.
What is it?
Bath and Body Works.
You're not even close to old enough yet.
To shop there? Yeah, she is. Come on. All sorts of ladies shop there.
No.
I haven't shopped there in a long time. I used to shop there
80.
When I was young.
No, what are you talking about?
To buy candles?
No, young chicks are into that stuff. They like nice smelling things. All right, speaking of getting old, pickleball courts. There's pickleball violence now.
Good.
Off to Massachusetts, where someone slashed the pickleball nets at Mills Field because they were pissed. They think it was tennis players pissed that picklers were playing on their courts.
Well, I know myself, like, if I was really annoyed by the pickleball noises, I would clip the fences, but then drop a couple tennis related items behind, like the top of a tube of tennis balls. I could pull that off and drop it, and they'd be like, "Hey, Sarge,
yeah,
I found the top of a tennis ball thing. It had to be those pesky tennis players.
I knew it'd be tennis players.
I knew it."
But here's the story on this one from WBZ-TV.
Tonight, a police investigation over pickleball.
Vandals sliced up the nets at Needham Park. And then late this afternoon, there was a second incident sparking a second investigation. WBZ's Julian McDonald has the latest.
We were more than happy to coexist with tennis players and share the facilities as needed. And someone had this rage inside of them to take it out on us.
Tensions over territory are boiling over in Needham. It's a craze on the courts, all stemming from the enormous popularity of pickleball.
A year ago, January, we started, there were five of us. Now there's close to 1,100. It's just exponentially just blown up.
Needham neighbors paid for the pickleball nets themselves, and they have permission from the town for the equipment to be wheeled to the side when it's tennis players' turn.
Over the weekend, apparently somebody came by and cut four of the nets right down the middle, so they're completely unusable.
That vandalism sandwiched between two other incidents, a verbal altercation among tennis and pickleball players Saturday, and Monday afternoon when the nets appeared to be tossed and trampled.
Today when I came down, someone had basically disassembled them and, like,
you know, bent some of the poles and things like that and just left them
pickleball
in the heat.
Crime.
It just looks like a pile of trash.
I love it.
Monday's damage happened during a high school girls' JV tennis match. The superintendent of schools confirmed to WBZ they're investigating unacceptable adult behavior.
It's a war. There's no question. And if you go online and you see in Twitter and Facebook,
it's a war, guys.
People are in each other's throats.
Tim Mayotte sees the animosity all over. He's a former tennis pro and an Olympic silver medalist.
You couldn't get that, bitch! On two courts of tennis, you might have 25 or 30 pickle players. But then there's always people waiting. So in tennis, you used to have space, quiet, and the two peoples really don't get along at all.
And police were called here to Mills Field for both incidents. They already patrol the popular area, but will increase their presence as they investigate this vandalism. In Needham, Julie McDonald, WBZ News.
I guess that is the thing, right? So, like, tennis players, they've always sort of gone to the courts and, you know, maybe there's six courts. You might have to wait, you know, 10, 15 minutes, but now, like, you're 30th in line to play.
Pickleball must be so much fun.
Oh, God, it doesn't look like it.
It must be so much fun. Like, people get addicted to it. There's all these problems. There's all these stories about
it's like heroin.
Yeah, I know.
It's like heroin. It's That's like why watching. I'm afraid for Dave.
Yeah. You saw him being really defensive.
Yeah, right? And you saw it. It's almost like he's like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's scary fun. Fix.
You know? I'm like, oh, man, intervention time for Dave.
I'm just trying to
say. Well, yeah, there's always like those stories that are like, we started out just five of us. Now there's 35,000 of us.
Right. At one court. 1,100 people have signed up for this weekend's pickleball tournament. God, that's terrible.
Well, they pissed off the tennis folks and they are angry.
I think in anything that you're into, there is a point where it gets to be too much. Like, even if all of a sudden, like, you know, even I would say that even like in metal detecting, which is what I do, there are people in metal detecting that are like, there's just too many people now that like it. You know, they long for the days when there wasn't as many people, but pickleball is so much more. There's so many people that want to play. And I think it's going to be that eventually you have to be like, this is a tennis court. And this is a pickleball court.
It needs to be separate.
And it has to be separate. Or these wars. Like, we don't need another civil war. Can you imagine the U.S., another U.S. civil war starts at the tennis courts?
Our show would be divided because I'm going pro-pickle.
Yeah.
Pro-pickleball side.
Tennis all the way.
Tennis, man.
I don't know. I'm just
you don't want to pick a side, huh?
Pick a side.
Pick a side, Dave.
Yeah, pick a side.
Are you a pickle boy or not, Dave?
You a pickle boy?
Pickle boy or are you a tennis boy?
I classify myself as
pickle boy or tennis boy. I'm a tennis boy. I like to play tennis. Yeah. Love.
I'll tell you this. If it happens in my neighborhood, I'm cutting the nets.
Are you cutting them down?
Oh, I can't wait to cut nets.
I think these people that got their pickleball courts vandalized need to give me a call, and I'll help you get those tennis players back. Look at those tennis players.
The problem is you can't do too much because they love the tennis courts as well. So you can't just like
right,
take
they only destroyed
the
pickle. Now, the ones that I've seen, it's tennis courts and they just use different lines on them. There's
special
equipment.
Yeah, this is weird. The setup that they have is different.
They use half a court. I've never seen that. You normally use a full court.
Is it even possible for somebody to play pickleball once?
No.
Be one and done?
Yeah.
Pick up a racket.
I
don't
think it's that addictive.
It's so addictively fun, you can't play it just one time.
Yeah, it's like the way that they used to scare you about, like, all the hard drugs back in high school.
This is like crazy.
All it takes is once.
Once.
All it takes is once.
This got headlines, shirtless man road rage in Florida. To me, I assume
every
rage features a shirtless man. If he had a shirt on, I'd be like, oh, what happened there?
Yeah.
But we go to NBC2 in Fort Myers to get the latest on this story. Take a listen.
And then he just punched the car. I was like, oh my God, is that a road rage?
That is what Cindy Mercado Clift saw at a busy Lehigh Acres intersection.
Oh my dash cam is amazing, and I have three cameras in my car because I'm crazy about traffic or you know, crazy driver in Florida.
Her dash cam recorded the whole thing while she was waiting at the light off of Homestead and Lee Boulevard. And so she posted the video to Facebook right away so that she could warn other drivers.
I was like, is he drunk or something else, you know? You never know. Maybe that guy in front of him is still the T-shirt.
You can see the shirtless man getting out of his car and punching the car in front of him, clearly in a fit of rage.
What in the world? That's what somebody did to me almost.
Really?
Yeah, he got out of his car. He just stops in the middle of the road. It's bad out here. That is definitely crazy. Not the worst.
Earlier this week in Lehigh, a man was arrested for shooting at a vehicle that started as road rage.
Lehigh is getting crazy. It scares me because I have 5 kids, so it scares me all the time.
We've reached out to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and they say that they haven't received any reports of the incident at this moment, but they're currently looking into the situation. I'm local in Lehigh Acres, Madison Adams, NBC2.
Slow news day there. Why would they? Real slow.
They're not looking into it. One guy got out shirtless and punched a car.
We had a report that a man punched a car.
I feel like at every stoplight, a car gets punched. I mean,
no one was injured. No damage, no. I'm sure.
No.
It's what a waste.
Breaking news. Somebody got sissy slapped at the drive-thru.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I feel like they were just giving out assignments. They were like, go try the car punch one.
More freakouts in the air. Both of these flights originated from the New York, New Jersey area. Here's a quick update on what happened in these incidents.
If you're during 2 separate international flights from our area, is testing what it means to travel. First, police say an argument during a flight from Kennedy Airport to India ended with one passenger relieving himself on another. The suspect arrested upon landing in New Delhi. And then a United Airlines flight from Newark to Tel Aviv was forced to turn around after 3 hours in the air. The flight forced to divert after a passenger reportedly got into an argument with crew members.
You're way out there, and you got to turn around.
You're
ready
3 hours into that, and then you've 6 hours. You've flown to nowhere.
I'm telling you, that's when it's like, oh God, someone was killed on that plane.
Like, honestly, I'd be so pissed.
What a waste of 3 hours.
3 hours each way. They went 3 hours out. They had to come 3 hours back.
It's going
to
be so
much. It's going to be so much longer than that, though, Lise. Like, it's going to be so much longer. You're trying to get to wherever.
You're going to Tel Aviv.
It's going to. We got to wait another whole day probably to get on another flight.
Because that crew can't fly that long. Because some people were fighting.
Someone shut up.
And then the flight to India, somebody pissed on a guy when he argued with
him. To be honest, I'd rather be peed on and land where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather be like
this all over me if I'm going to get there.
Yep.
That's fine.
Let me write that down.
Keep going.
I almost wouldn't even report it. Sir, you're covered in urine. No, I spilled a drink.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Let's keep going.
I don't need a delay.
Man, that guy drinks urine. That's weird.
If I'm flying all the way to India, whatever. Just get me there. If a guy's going to piss on me as he walks by, I won't be happy, but at least I'm not going to make the plane turn around.
No. Like, let's just keep going.
Like, off to Kansas City.
Even there, they should have just kept going.
No, they should have. A bunch of employees for the Kansas City Royals saved a dog that climbed into a woman's engine compartment, and it rode under her hood on her whole drive to work.
But not eaten up by the engine.
No, the dog is fine.
That's a tiny dog, huh?
Maybe a little terrified. Here's the story of what happened from KCTV.
The absolute craziest thing happened to me today. I pulled into work, and as I was getting out of my car, I heard yelping sounds coming a few rows back in the parking lot. I went over to investigate and quickly learned that there was a small dog stuck in the engine of this car. She looked so happy to see us, but we still had no way to get her out.
That's when the car's owner learned something was afoot.
four-footed, in fact, inside her car.
Hey, this is urgent. Someone thinks there's a dog in your car. And I'm like, in my car? So I come outside. I rush in to unlock the car, pop the hood. We look for a few seconds, and sure enough, there are just two little eyeballs just looking up at us.
They called their coworkers, Todd and Dennis, for help.
The dog was in a really tight spot.
They worked carefully to make sure they could safely remove the dog from the car.
And we were able to just take the under trim off and get her free.
It took a while, so this moment was a relief.
I cried instantly.
The coworkers weren't done yet. They rescued. Then it was time to reunite.
We hopped in my car and took her to Kansas City Pet Project, where they scanned her for a microchip. Unfortunately, she didn't have one.
So Ashley checked Facebook for lost pet posts near her home, and sure enough, there was a photo that matched the dog who unknowingly rode with her from Johnson County, Kansas, to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri.
I scrolled a little bit, and there was that picture with the owner looking for her for a couple of days. So reached out to the owner. She was emotional but very grateful, and the little puppy is back home with mom.
It was a huge relief. I have a dog of my own, and I was just thinking if she went missing, I would, you know, how I would feel.
The owner was able to pick up their puppy from the Kansas City Pet Project.
She went on a 30-minute commute with me to work, and I didn't even know it. And so it's one of those stories that it's, unless you have a video, I don't know if anyone would ever believe it.
Now, no one knows for sure exactly when the little dog crawled inside of that engine bay, but everyone involved in helping rescue that dog say they are just thankful that the pup is back home after quite an incredible journey. Reporting live, I'm Emily Rittman, KC, TV5 News.
So you hear of cats doing that, but I've never heard of a dog doing that.
No, never. Nope.
Must have been chasing something.
Or was really cold and the engine was warm or something?
Something, or just curious.
Right? They're looking for heat?
Yeah, the cats are looking for heat. Maybe the dog was just...
Usually not dogs. Yeah,
no.
They're warm enough.
How terrified was it for half an hour on that ride?
Oh, my God. Well, when the engine started.
Oh,
I mean,
that.
It'd be so loud.
Riding on a freeway.
Yeah. And just... A dog doesn't know to not try to escape where it's at, right? Like, it doesn't know to just sit and wait for the car to stop. It would have, when like, there's so much luck.
When they opened up that hood or whatever, the dog was like, I am happy to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God, you found me.
Yeah.
Little dude, he's okay, though. That's good news. We're going to take a break when we come back in a moment. Celebrity dirt and sports news coming up. Is Aaron Rodgers officially a New York Jet? How did Nicolas Cage work his way out of $6 million in debt? And what's the latest on the cable news chaos? All that and more coming up. We'll be right back.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak,
Chinese zoo caretaker used his tongue to lick a small monkey's butt because this monkey had to pass a single peanut.
Is he licking it right there?
I don't know if it looks like he's close to it. I'm not sure if he's licking it.
Why in the world do you lick it, Dave?
I don't know, Chuck.
No one is ever trained to lick an animal until he poops.
You don't know that. Maybe a fellow monkey normally licks it.
No way! It just can't be
true. You think he's some sort of monkey perv?
Even like a fellow monkey would be like, that's just gross, bud.
Yeah.
He probably got caught licking the monkey and was like, oh no, peanut is jam.
Almost there, Mr. Monkey.
But everyone's like, a hero. It's a monkey butt licker.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code RIF. Make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and over, Michigan only. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Opt-in required. One bonus bet issued based on amount of initial losing NBA bet. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on a Tuesday. And as we continue, we've got celebrity dirt and sports news coming up. How did Nicolas Cage work his way out of $6 million in debt? What's the latest on the cable news chaos? But first, as we start with some sports news, it is official. Aaron Rodgers is heading to the New York Jets. The Packers are also giving up their 2023 first-round pick in exchange for New York's first-round pick, plus a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick. The Jets will also absorb the remainder of Aaron's contract, although it'll probably be renegotiated, people think. Aaron will not wear number 12 for the Jets, even though New York legend Joe Namath said he could have it. Instead, Rodgers will wear number 8 like he did in college. Interestingly enough, Aaron's predecessor at Green Bay, Brett Favre, also moved on to the Jets in 2008 as his career was winding down. Aaron Rodgers is 39. He's played all 18 of his NFL seasons with the Packers. They're expected to replace him with 2020 first-round draft pick Jordan Love.
Bye! Fine with it. Bye-bye. Get out of here. He's been a thorn on the Lions' side for, well, far too long.
For a long time.
So get out of here.
Is he the most disliked quarterback in the NFL, would you say, currently?
Yes.
I would think so, right?
I would think so. I can't think of anyone else that...
He's a very divisive fella.
You know, everyone hates. What's his name in Cleveland, though? He's probably a close second.
Tom Brady, speaking quarterbacks people love to hate. The NFL legend is threatening to sue over a comedy special that featured an AI-generated version of him telling stand-up jokes.
This will be the thing, right?
It is, because this was created using artificial intelligence.
Yep.
It was making jokes about his recent divorce, the struggles of using dating apps, and then the big NFL Deflategate scandal. The two guys that did this said they'd received a cease and desist letter from Tom Brady's attorneys demanding that the simulated hour-long special be taken down immediately or risk being sued. They say that Mr. Brady reserves all rights to seek damages and preliminary and or temporary relief to put an end to the conduct.
I guess it's one of those weird things, right? So let's say we wanted to make a comedy special where we had someone who could really impersonate Tom Brady. Really great. Looked kind of just like him, but not quite. And then we did this whole big show and it was this funny thing. And I just wonder if, like, isn't that protected in some way?
But isn't there...
And where do you draw the line?
Is it a gray area still because it's AI and it's not like...
I think that's what it is. Like, person. You know, like what is the... Where are we going to draw that line?
Maybe call him Tom Bradley and you can get away with like a parody or something.
Right. Yeah, it's just... It's one of those weird things, you know, like because I feel like these guys did it as a comedy thing. I think eventually it's going to be done in malicious ways where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe what that presidential candidate just said. And it's like, that wasn't real, man.
Yeah.
But like on Facebook, it's real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's coming. That kind of stuff is coming. But this is like comedy. And like, are you going to be allowed to use...
Because impersonators are allowed to do their... They get paid for pretending to be someone else.
Yeah. Impersonators, like impersonators, I feel like you can prove that that's not the actual person.
Right.
This gets weird because it's his actual likeness.
Yeah.
I never heard any of it. I saw like stills of it. But I never actually listened. Did they?
I have no idea. I never saw it. I never saw it.
I'm just wondering if they used that AI voice clone thing to make it sound like it was him or if someone was pretending to be him and it was just animated.
Probably.
The letter states that the comedy special blatantly violated the 7-time Super Bowl champion's rights and presented him in a false light. No word what the comedians are going to do about it. I would assume if Tom Brady's got his attorneys on you, you probably should just let it go.
Yeah, like it's a weird thing, you know, like because I make an AI Dave, and when I make AI Dave and the things I make him do, I mean, you're going to probably be firing off lawyer letters to me as well.
I already have them on standby.
Yeah. Chuck, I have a letter here from one David Hunter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says cease and desist of the AI Dave.
I probably should.
That you have posing nude in front of various local sites.
Mm-hmm.
And also calling women.
Yeah, AI Dave.
Yeah, I use that car hit you lawyer.
Oh, call him, for sure.
I figured he's the best I could get, so I have him on standby to sue you just for everything you're worth.
Mm.
Dave, here's a letter from Chuck telling your cease and desist to get bent because he's got a real lawyer.
Damn it.
I went with the other.
Will Sasso is one of the guys behind this. Like, it's not unknowns. Like, there's two, Chad Kultgen and Will Sasso are the two comedians behind this.
Yeah, it's weird, right? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's this weird gray area. It's like the Wild West of figuring out stuff to do using this technology. And it's, I guess this will be the feeling out period, you know? Like, Tom Brady took offense to it and didn't like what they did, you know? Or maybe they went too far. I don't know what they said. I don't know.
None of us have seen it, so we can't really speak to it, how bad or, you know, lighthearted it was. But there, we are in that area now where it's AI, and it's none of this stuff has really been used this way before.
No, and you know, it's funny. It's the same thing with, you know, when guys were breaking up with girls and then posting all their pictures up, like all their nudes up, and there was nothing on the books. There was no way to stop anybody because they were like, oh my God, we have no laws that match. What's going on? Like, we'll have to...
Well, we know now.
New thing.
We know right now people are going to use this for bad purposes.
Yes.
So they should be working on getting ahead of it.
They never do. Well, that's, and listen, honestly, like, as nuts as Elon is, like, this was part of his thing about everything. They were like, he's like, no one's going to do anything until, like, it's time to react to the bad thing that just happened. He was like, and we cannot do it that way. You can't, like, be like, the robots are taking over. We should probably come up with a law to stop the robots from taking over. You know what I mean? Like, it's too late. It'll be too late. We always react to stuff, and it takes 5 years.
Right. We need to be proactive.
Yeah.
Government is not.
Well, they're also all 1,000 years old.
Right. And they don't know anything that's going on
with
that. One more sports note here. Nice guy Ryan Reynolds fulfilled the dying wish of a 45-year-old Wrexham soccer fan named Jay Fear. I didn't know you could get appendix cancer. He's got terminal appendix cancer. I've never heard of that either. Yeah. But anyway, so Ryan went out of his way to meet with this guy and his family at Saturday's game. This is the same night that we talked about that Wrexham won and secured promotion to the English Football League. He said, it was amazing to meet Jay. I wonder if I'd have the same unwavering joy if our roles were reversed. He's an exceptional person and his family is wonderful. I did get choked up talking to him and feeling how much his kids and wife are going to miss him. Ryan gave Jay a signed glove from Deadpool 2 and then invited the family to visit him on the set of Deadpool 3 in London when they start filming in a few weeks. Jay said, they always say you should never meet your idol, and this guy is definitely an exception to that. He made me feel welcome, and he spent time with my wife and my kids as well. People think this whole thing was for me. Actually, this is for my family, because they're the ones that are going to remember what happened for the rest of their lives. And I hope this is a core memory they'll never forget. As much as this guy, as we talk about, is overexposed... And seems to, you know, be in the media all the time. He is a good dude.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. There's no question about it. He's a good guy. It's just you see a lot of him. That's it.
Yeah.
You know.
But he does good things.
He does.
Which is kind of cool. All right. Let's move on to celebrity dirt now and get to the story that everyone's talking about this morning. The huge cable news shakeup yesterday. First, with Fox News getting rid of Tucker Carlson. And then moments later, CNN letting Don Lemon go. Tucker's firing was the bigger shock since he was the big moneymaker at Fox, and he obviously had no idea it was coming because when he signed off on Friday, he told viewers, we'll see you again Monday. That's until a permanent replacement is found. They're, I guess, going to do just like rotating hosts in the 8 p.m. time slot there. Last night, the show was just called Fox News Tonight. No official word why Tucker was let go, but sources say Rupert Murdoch himself made the call here. It would be an understatement to say that a lot has been going on at Fox these days. They just agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems $787 million to avoid a defamation trial about election interference. There's also a discrimination lawsuit pending from a former Fox producer who claims she was bullied and subjected to all sorts of comments while working on Tucker's show.
Yeah, and they got another one of these voting machine trials that they're about to go on, which they're asking for even more money. So
Tucker has now been fired from Fox, from CNN, and MSNBC. But if you don't like this dude, don't gloat too much. He has made a crap load of money in the meantime. Moving on to Don Lemon. Don says he was stunned to find out yesterday that he was being let go because he was given no indication that he was on his way out. He found out from his agent, not from anyone at the network. In addition, though, to his ratings not being great when he's taken over the morning show, he's been involved in several controversies lately, particularly due to comments about women, like when he said professional female soccer players should not be paid as much as the men because they're not interesting to watch, or when he suggested that women are no longer in their prime after their 20s or 30s. Variety also ran a piece on Don the other day about his diva-like behavior behind the scenes.
Yeah, I guess, you know, he probably should have been worried when our whole company had to do sensitivity training based on what he said. So maybe you should
when they
should
reference
be,
you in company-wide sensitivity training.
We're like, here's not a good sign. Example of what we're talking about, Don Lemon. So,
he just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, he's been in that network for years, right? There's people that must really like the guy.
Years or something.
I think I've never found him likable.
I never liked
at all.
Him. Like even before his comments, I didn't like him.
For years, just, I just would never watch anything he did if I came across him on TV.
Well, I just think like all of those, well, like a lot of them, it's just about personal spin and it's not really like the facts. It's like how the facts fit my narrative that I want. And he was just one of the people that did that really.
But he wasn't even a big draw. Like Tucker at least had ratings and things.
Was bringing
money. Yeah, bringing him money.
Right. But he was trying to do the same thing, but just with the other slant. And it just obviously
failed.
People didn't watch or whatever.
Yeah, but you can get away with saying whatever you want, I guess, for a long time. And still, until you start costing your company money.
Yeah, that's
the end of that. In other celebrity news this morning, former Dancing with the Stars judge Len Goodman died the other day. He had a battle with bone cancer. Today would have been his 79th birthday, actually. Len first was on the British show Strictly Come Dancing when it debuted in the early 2000s. Dancing with the Stars is the American version of that, and he was on that from 2005 until last year. When he retired last year, he didn't say anything about being sick. He just said he wanted to spend more time with his family. Before launching his career in television, he was a professional dancer and instructor. He was like the Simon Cowell of that show, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Like
yeah.
The bitchy one, like the older bitchy guy.
I guess I don't know if he was bitchy or not. I think he was just the old. All I know him as the old guy in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I never really watched the show.
Is that the one that had the really flamboyant French guy, too?
Or yes, was that a there was the flamboyant French.
Was he French?
I don't know. Is that the same show?
Yeah,
because then there's also like the drunk
Bruno?
Lady. Yeah, no. Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah,
the drunk or that.
So
Idol?
You think you can dance? I don't know. There's so many dance shows. I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah,
no,
I
think that you got it. Bruno and him and
then
like this guy,
Carrie Ananava.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, okay, because he'd be like, oh my god, you're so magnificent.
Yeah, I just can't remember if he was mean or not. I don't know if he was mean.
I think he was a stickler for like.
I think he was. Yeah, he was more like the Simon Cowell of that show, right?
Took it real serious.
Yeah. He wasn't like a total like douche about it, but he was a real stickler for like
the dance moves.
Yeah, like your tango is atrocious.
I can't even believe like someone got on a show where someone said that to them.
They probably said worse.
And they're not a real
they said
dancer.
Worse.
And I guess this guy is Italian.
Oh, he's Italian?
Yeah.
My mistake. Bruno. Please don't send me any email.
Bruno!
I thought he was a French guy. My mistake.
Yeah, I think I've watched two episodes of this show through the years with my wife. So
I predicted it to fail. And Yeah. Right away.
And it's been on for 72 years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, like,
no, I believe it.
I mean, I know.
It's actually a show.
Rest in peace, but, like, the judges are dying. That's
yeah,
how long it's been on.
Yes. Yo, you're right.
You know?
I knew I was old when the judges started dying.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. Well, this shouldn't surprise anyone. More trouble for Bam Margera. Pennsylvania State Police have issued an arrest warrant for him now. They say that they responded to a house in Pennsylvania for a disturbance. The investigation determined that Brandon Bam Margera, age 43, was involved in a physical confrontation with the victim, who suffered minor injuries. Police said he then fled into a wooded area before troopers arrived. He has not been found. I believe this guy was his brother or brother-in-law.
That's
that he
what was I thought
fighting
it was
with.
His brother, yeah.
An arrest warrant has been issued for him. He's best known, of course, for his appearances in the MTV reality stunt show Jackass and his own spinoff shows, including Viva La Bam. Over the years, though, we've told you he's struggled with alcoholism. Last June, he was reported missing after fleeing a rehab center. This past March, he was arrested twice, once for domestic violence and once for public intoxication. But he has fled into the woods, and he hasn't been seen since, and the cops are looking for him now.
Sounds bad.
Yeah,
it does. Anytime the story is he fled into the woods.
Yeah, it's never good.
No.
I kind of always knew Bam would fled into the woods.
Yeah, I was hoping that something would work before he fled into the woods. You know?
I lost in a pool. I had him dead by now. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, wow.
I figured we took him.
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
that's a good bet.
From the
death pool.
Path he was heading, I thought, well, he's not going to make it much longer.
No.
Keeps going in and out of rehabs. Now, I think he's going through divorce stuff. And it seems like he gets it pulled together for like 5 minutes, and then it all comes crumbling apart again.
Right.
And there's no like real great help, like a celebrity rehab TV show to get him on, and then we could fix him, you know?
Well, that was his big thing like years ago. He's like, I only want help from Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah.
I want Dr. Phil to fix me.
Yep.
Jesus. When you want Dr. Phil to fix you, you got some real trouble.
That's when you know.
Here's a dude who did kind of turn his life around. Remember when Nicolas Cage was $6 million in debt? He sure does. He said, I was overinvested in real estate. The real estate market crashed and I couldn't get out in time. But Cage would like you to know he's all good now. He paid it all back and he did it without declaring bankruptcy. Instead, he says, I worked and I worked and I worked.
Yeah, it helps when you can have Hollywood movies.
Or even straight to streaming movies.
Sure.
Which is a lot of what he did was garbage, right?
Oh, I'm
sure.
Lucky
he got that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because he was getting married all the time. And,
oh, yeah.
He got married and divorced like in a couple hours, didn't he, once? To that Asian chick?
Remember his singing thing?
The karaoke, drunk singing. He said, work has always been my guardian angel. It may not have been blue chip, but it was still work. He would also like you to know that he always gave it his all no matter what. He said, even if the movie ultimately was crummy, they know I wasn't phoning it in. I cared every time.
Well, like we said, the whatever that vampire movie is in right now, that basically one of the reviews was, it sucks except for him. You know, like every time he's off the screen or whatever, it's...
There's no point in watching
it. There's like, what are we doing? You know, so...
I think that pig movie really...
The pig movie like made people realize that he actually can be a good actor again. Because when he first started, it was like, oh, this guy's an incredible actor.
Well, and leaving Las Vegas, and he had some incredible roles.
But then
Con Air.
Then he was I'm going to take all of those. And it was kind of like it dumbed it down and dumbed it down and dumbed it down.
National Treasures.
Yeah.
At least those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Those were big paydays for him, right?
Sure. Yeah. But then at some point, it started to become a joke. And I guess maybe it was more his life off screen that maybe influenced that, too, because of the karaoke things and all that. But he has managed to turn it around.
Harrison Ford is officially retiring as Indiana Jones after this upcoming movie, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. He did an interview yesterday where he said, this is the final film in the series, and I can confirm it is the last time I'll play the character. I anticipate, he says, that it will be the last time Indiana Jones appears in a film.
I don't know about that.
Until Indiana Jones and the giant bag of cash shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I know what this means, though. Because I know the only thing he cared about when he came back to play Han Solo was one thing.
The character comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So you think he wants the same for Indiana Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'd fight him for that. I'd be like, I don't know, we're going to kill off a character.
I think that you can kill off him as Indiana Jones. Like, there'll be an end to this is how Indiana Jones eventually dies. And then you can just re-spin the whole thing.
Yeah, I could see that working too.
You know, like, as a younger man.
I hope they fix it. I hope this movie fixes it.
I think I'm hopeful.
It needs to be fixed.
I really want to see this, and I want it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it starts with him waking up from a dream, and it was the Crystal Skulls movie. Yeah. Was the dream.
Okay. So, I never saw the Crystal Skull, okay? So, but I feel like the Crystal Skull was like a story, and I believe like this one is going to be a nostalgia attack, where it's going to be just a nostalgia.
Well, from the trailer, gave me goosebumps.
That's
right?
What I mean. Like, I think they are doing it. They're building it for that nostalgic, like, punch right in the face at the end.
Now, in case you missed it, there is a TV series in development at Disney Plus. An Indiana Jones TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison says he won't be involved with that. All he said was he anticipates it'll be the last time the character appears in a film, and it'll be the last time he plays the character. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny hits theaters June 30th. A few years ago, he said he didn't want anyone else playing Indiana Jones, so it sounds like he softened that stance, at least when it comes to a TV version anyway.
Well, they'll just wait anyway.
He's going to be an old Indiana Jones in this.
Yes. Yep. He'll still make him look like kicking ass and stuff.
You know, Lisa and I watched that show, Shrinking, and he's still good. Like, he's
Yeah.
He's and from the trailers you see, I'm sure a lot of it's stunt people now, obviously, but I was impressed. He doesn't come across as a man. He's in his 80s.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Because he's like, a young 80-year-old.
Right. You'd think he'd be... Like, just the way he is when he's on interview shows, it seems to me like he would be slow, like, have slowed down a lot. You know? So, like, the action scenes might be, even, like, the you know, when you transition an action scene, so, like, it's real Harrison Ford, and then at some point it's not, but that getting, it'd be like, and then all of a sudden it switches to, like, a 20-year-old who does, like, 3 somersaults. You know what I mean?
It's like, I didn't get that from the trailer, but
yeah,
one of my favorite scenes in Shrinking is he's singing like Sugar Ray in a car.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to fly.
Right.
He's singing along with the chick who's driving him.
Oh my God.
It's so out of character for Harrison Ford, but he's so great. He knows all the words. He's dancing to it.
I wonder if he knew the song at all. I'd like to feel like he didn't and had to learn it. That's my hope.
Except he shouldn't do shirtless scenes because he did have a shirtless scene. Oh, and I was like, put your shirt back on. No.
Yeah, no one needs to see any of us older shirtless.
No. Oh, yeah.
I love her, too, by the way.
Oh, she's
one
great.
Of my favorite.
Yeah, Jessica Williams.
Is this any swearing
yeah,
here we, this?
No. Every morning there's a halo hanging it's not. From I was the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not my love, see if I can use it for a weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand.
Definitely had to learn this.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he had no idea.
I don't like seeing him like that.
Yeah, we're ruining it for Andy.
He probably improvised that.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. That's right there. That's how you know he's a great actor. I threw in again.
Yeah. It just was an unexpected scene from Harrison Ford, right? Caught you off guard that he's singing along to Sugar Ray in a car.
I keep hearing about that show. Everybody says
it's great.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. The Marvel Cinematic Universe has its first official F-bomb.
Whoa.
And it's not from Deadpool 3. It's from Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3.
I hope you're not going to tell me Groot says it.
No, in a new clip from the movie, Peter is trying to instruct Nebula on how to open a car door. You know, just like an ordinary old school Earth door.
Yeah.
But she can't figure it out. Finally, in his frustration, he just says, "Open the effing door!" In the clip, the word is bleeped. There's no word if it's going to be bleeped in the movie. Man, I didn't be in the movie at all. Sometimes they do that in trailers, right?
Yeah. Why would you risk a different rating for that joke?
Yeah, is that going to bump it up to a PG-13?
Yeah. That's so
dumb. It is PG-13, okay. And that would be okay.
Okay.
And one F-bomb is okay.
Oh, so you can have one.
Well, I don't know. Well, you can have maybe a couple, but yeah. If it's just an F word used in a certain context,
right.
It's fine for PG-13.
It's just what's so dumb about this is that they let you know and then they let you see the scene, and I think it would have been better
not seeing it and being surprised. Yeah.
Well, then I think it's super edgy.
I think also they're worried, like, man, if we don't let people know, and then they sneak their kid in, and then I say the F word.
Oh, Lord, really?
Good God.
Come on.
Even though their dads are probably like, F this and F that all
now,
day long.
Some Marvel shows that used to be on Netflix did contain F-bombs, but so far there hasn't been one in a Marvel movie so far.
Mm.
So whether or not Guardians does its first, the R-rated Deadpool 3, well, I'm sure it will blow the doors off in terms of swearing. But
oh, sure, yeah. I can't wait to... Wolverine's in that, right?
So they're just Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I think they put out like some sort of either, I don't know if it's a real poster or a fan made thing, but they put some stuff out about that yesterday, I believe.
Cool.
You can see Hugh Jackman in his yellow spandex.
Very nice.
Oh, Lord.
Sammy Hagar felt the need to unload on David Lee Roth on Steve-O's most recent podcast of all places.
Three super irrelevant people.
While he praised David Lee Roth's showmanship, he said his early stuff was freaking great. He said he doesn't care about singing. If he did, he'd take care of his voice or he'd take voice lessons and get warmed up and do something because the guy sang so bad last time he was doing shows, it was completely embarrassing. He said, "I care more about my voice than I do my penis. If my penis didn't work a couple of times, I'd be okay with it. I'd be bummed out. But if my voice F's up on stage, I'm effing bummed, man." Sammy said touring with David Lee Roth was hell. He says he's not a fun guy. He doesn't play well with others. It's all about him. I'm not sure what his problem is, but he can be quite a jackass.
I mean, it's not a shock to anybody. I mean, I think it's kind of way it's just old news.
Yeah.
You know, like David Lee Roth, though, he could not sing the last time he tried to do it. Even on that album they released.
Where
it was like a song.
Do as many takes as you want.
Yeah, it was like everything was really low. And I was like, well, you know, it is what it is. Some rock stars never stop doing it.
He just seems like the least likable guy.
Yeah, it's not great. It's really not. I don't know what else to say about him.
Van Halen still, like, will they ever try again? I know Eddie's gone. Obviously.
No, they won't.
You think
that's
they'll
done.
Never? They'll never try and put something together.
The only thing I could see them doing is maybe having the Sun come in.
And he's done that,
and,
right?
But, like, he played bass for them because they got rid of the other guy that they wanted to cut out of the money. I just don't think they would do it again.
U2 has announced their Las Vegas residency.
They're in a residency?
Yep.
Yeah, but without not all the band members.
They're going to play music from their 1991 album, Achtung Baby. The first show will be held at the end of September at the new MSG Sphere at the Venetian. Then they have performances through October. Tickets.
Who's out?
I think Larry Mullen Jr., the drummer. Mm-hmm. The only one with real class.
He said he didn't want to do it?
No, I think he's sick. I think something's up with him. They haven't really said what it is, I don't believe. But there's something. Like, there's a reason why they're doing it and they know he can't do it.
So it's not like he said, I don't want to play in Vegas at a residency.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, I don't know the whole thing.
That's a weird thing, you two as a residency.
I just think it's easy money.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just
it
so easy.
Don't have to travel.
And it's
right
not
there.
The negative thing at once. It used to be where, you know, artists would go to die,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But now it's not anymore. Now it's
they just
where
make
you make
so much money.
So much cash, and you can just stay there.
Well, what's funny is, you know, like, so Bono used to kind of play characters on stage, and you know, during that whole Zooropa thing, especially in Europe, he did that like Mephisto character, which was like a play on the devil as a lounge singer in Vegas. And now he is a lounge singer in Vegas. So it is funny. Kind of came around full circle.
I'm sure they're getting just like literally a truck has backed up and given them crap loads of cash.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably not Adele money, but still huge. I would.
I'm sure it's a lot. I'm sure it's a lot.
Hope he's going to stay off his bike.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Where are you bike gonna, riding? I mean, in Vegas,
just, you'll just hit
hard.
People.
Yeah,
all
you'll
over.
Hit like minions or old ladies.
I was, I don't even know if I should say this. I was at like a volleyball, big giant volleyball tournament that Stella was in. And there's like hundreds of people because it's just all these courts, like courts everywhere, all these people. And there was someone in there like on like a kick, like an older person on a kick scooter getting around. Like they didn't want to walk like the rest of us. They were on like a scooter, like a kick scooter and would, excuse me. I'm like, what are you doing? Not like I have a sore leg, like a kid's razor type.
Does that really help you get around that much more?
I think, yeah. Probably. Probably.
I mean, if you kick and then go wild, both feet on it, but otherwise,
that's what they were doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kick, feel way kick. Cooler doing that.
Ooh, you're not. You don't.
You sure?
You don't look cool.
I feel like I'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it got your attention. Look how cool that was.
There was a couple things there I saw. I saw that. And I also saw like a dad starting what I would say would be like volleyball cheers.
What does that mean?
Like if you're a dad and you're at the volleyball game, to me, you should clap, get excited.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, baba, simba, baba, door. And then all the other parents are like, bop, 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 bop. I'm like, whoa, what is happening
like
here?
Kids,
yeah, they had their own
team.
Little, like, whoa, yikes. That is scary. I hope they hear it. I hope they hear this.
Was he?
Don't do it.
Flamboyant?
I don't think so.
No. He just was.
Mm-mm.
I'd love to see you cheer.
He's a volleyball dad.
He's just a volleyball dad.
I could see
dad.
James doing this.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. I'm going to cause a scene no matter what my kids are involved in.
Can you imagine James, the dad at youth sports?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it should be entertaining.
With face paint and man thong.
Yeah.
No, he's the team
mascot.
I'm the unofficial school spirit guide.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Somebody call the police. The spirit guide is back.
Be prepared to be embarrassed.
Oh.
Poor little guy.
I know.
1, 2, 3, 4. Show the opponents the effing door.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's my dad.
Yeah. No, to me, it was like the fact that someone thought I should be able to just scoot around here, like move, excuse me. And like everyone else is like, oh, like, sorry. It's odd.
They, we're not odd. Injured.
Not just injured. No injury. I think just didn't like to walk.
It's lazy.
Like a lazy baby.
Like a lazy baby goes to a volleyball game.
Yeah.
Extra lazy baby. Chuck lives this below beneath Chuck.
I'd feel bad for the kid, though, if that was your parent pushing their way through the crowd on a scooter.
Can't even imagine it. Really.
Excuse me, coming through. Man on a scooter. Don't be jealous of how cool I look.
Boy.
Razor scooters available at all your local grocery stores
James
in the toy department.
Trying all the sweet razor.
I'm looking for the volleyball court number 7.
Yeah, it's down there.
Way down there. Okay, hold on. Watch. Watch how fast I get down there.
Boom. Just hits a grandma.
Oh! Oh, lady! Watch where you're going, you dumb bitch!
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it would go.
James's kid, the only kid in a disguise on the volleyball court.
Oh, man.
Holden, where are you? I can't recognize you. Take that funny mustache off.
We'll take a break when we come back in a moment. What was our pervert of the day busted doing in Star Wars land? What strange new nudist group event are they having in Pennsylvania? And what did a bunch of Canadian women find in their Airbnb? We'll get to that, white trash alert, and much more straight ahead when we return in a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
More when we return live. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Chuck the Freak.
Hey there. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak on a Tuesday. It's the 25th of April, and coming up, what strange new nudist group event are they having in Pennsylvania? What did a bunch of Canadian women find in their Airbnb? What happened to a man who temporarily died? And white trash alert on the way. We'll tell you the insane thing a woman in Arkansas was just busted doing. It is nuts. First, though, we'll get started right now with this.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
A Disney World Hollywood Studios Star Wars employee is our pervert of the day. He's been charged with video voyeurism after admitting to having more than 50 upskirt videos that he's taken over the course of years while working in Star Wars land.
How many years has it been open?
I don't know. I guess
three?
A couple.
Maybe three?
Well, there's a different. There's the original.
Like, there's a section of Star Wars. You think right. He was even in that one?
That's probably what they're talking about, right?
I don't know. 26-year-old Jorge Diaz-Vega.
Oh, no. 26, so the
okay,
new
it's
one.
The new
it's
one.
The new one. He just got a lot.
He was questioned by Orange County police after someone saw him filming a woman without her consent. He admitted to recording an upskirt video of the woman and admitted to having hundreds of such recordings of women that he's taken at Disney over the past few years. He currently works in the Star Wars retail store in Star Wars Land.
Oh, God.
It's been busy.
Yeah. It's a busy place.
Tape upskirts when people were asking them to build lightsabers and stuff.
I knew it. He probably runs the lightsaber construction zone.
So they're so busy building and doing something that he gets a chance to
get up in there.
What? But there are people everywhere. Like, I'm surprised he didn't get caught earlier.
With 500?
Yeah, like, I'm surprised he didn't get caught.
How did they not catch him before?
I don't know.
Now?
There maybe
the force
is like
strong with this one.
I haven't been there, so I don't know what the setup is. Maybe it's like around a corner or something, like kind of hidden away or in another room.
But there's always a million people in Disney World. I don't understand.
I know.
Security and cameras and
whoops, plus, you dropped your lightsaber crystal. Let me get down there and get it for you.
It's got to be one of the horniest zones as well in all of Disney. So
Star Wars Land?
Yes.
Oh, like that's
all
like,
those dudes that desire to be touched by a woman.
Sexual
yes. It's like to me
26-year-old.
Exactly.
Never been touched by a lady.
No. Like, I don't know if they have, I'm assuming they don't have, like, the Slave Leia costume.
Well, if they did, I'd be living down
walking
there.
Around?
Walking around, you know? Like, they have the princesses, and if they have a half top on, then that's fine, I think. So I don't know, but if they, like, you'd have to really have nerd security around.
If you brought out a slave Leia lookalike, oh my God, there'd be jism everywhere.
Oh, gotta be that lightsaber setup. It is.
Slave Leia.
You hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. It sounds like.
Just thinking about her.
That's why they can't do it. They may have done a test and they realized, oh, we can't do this.
No.
She's so hot.
They reviewed the videos. They found that they showed multiple females who all appeared to be unaware they were being filmed.
Nope.
A spokesperson confirmed that he is no longer working for Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I figured they might let him go after that.
They say the investigation continues. No mugshot released of him yet.
First, when he said this, I thought he was going to be one of the character actors. That's what I thought he was going to have something to do with.
It'd be real hard to get an upskirt in a costume. I gotta tell you.
Well, with the hands.
As a former character, I can't hardly see out of those things. Never mind have a phone in your hand to get an upskirt.
Yeah. I just got upskirted by a stormtrooper.
I'm gonna see if they have any pictures of the lightsaber.
Like the building.
Yeah.
Lightsaber construction zone.
Let's see, just lightsaber store.
Yeah, there you
go. It's called Savvy's Workshop.
It's not Savvy, is it?
They have pictures of the inside of it, though. Oh, look.
Oh,
there
so
it
it's
is
like
there.
You're standing around a table. But see, there isn't a ton of room for other people to be. Like, you're probably only in there if you're building a lightsaber. Man, it's just so. It looks so cool there, and I just will never go.
It does look so cool. Look I know so cool. I'll never go.
Either. I'll just never go.
I'll
it
go.
Looks so cool.
I'll go in your guys' honor.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is fairly dark in there, too, so because of the lightsabers, right?
You think the flash might give it away, though?
Well, would you need a flash?
They probably only turn the lights off for a minute while they can all hold up their sabers and look like giant losers.
All right, everybody, now it's time for the loser salute.
Yeah.
Raise those lightsabers up high.
Because that's what it is. Unfortunately... I mean, I am a huge Star Wars fan,
no,
but I can understand, you know, that when you are standing around a table all with lightsabers and lift them up in some kind of ceremonial salute, you are just losers.
Time for the ceremonial salute to virginity.
Yeah.
And how we will forever
all
hold on to ours.
All virgins, raise your lightsabers.
Everyone raised them.
And we all promise never to lose our virginity.
Yeah.
Bunch of dorks.
Exactly. Dorks. You know? There's nothing we can do. We just built our own lightsaber.
So
yeah, we're dorks.
Dim the lights after people build them so they can all light them up. I wonder where...
I mean, it looks so cool.
I guess so. Like, if he's a dude standing here, people are all obsessed with their lightsabers. They're not paying attention, right?
You think that guy in the background's him?
I think he's capturing the
moment.
Is
your construction complete?
Well, judging by that photo, at least we know he's got upskirts of some really hot chicks.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I mean, there are good-looking women that go to theme parks.
Hopefully there's some hot moms taking their kids to get lightsabers built.
I mean, that's the only thing you can hope for.
But he said, he told the officers, I mean, he just... said everything, right? He had 500 pictures. He'd been doing it for years.
Yep.
He claimed that he committed the crimes because it was hard to find pictures online that brought him sexual gratification.
Oh, yes, he
like
needs,
these ones did.
Yeah, like he needs... That's his thing. He needs to be the one to take it. It's real unfortunate.
He wants... Mike, I saw that woman in person and that's her.
The taboo nature of, I did that.
Plus, he knows for sure it was taken without her knowing.
Yeah.
With the other pictures you find on the internet, it could just be a model. It was like, yeah, sure, take some fake upskirting photos.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm into that sort of.
Someone said, that is exceptionally cool. The Savvy's Workshop, my wife convinced me to do it. And I'm glad I did.
Was there a ceremonial dorky?
The dork salute. Yeah, there is. Dork. There always is.
The three dork salute.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to take part, though. He has a wife, so he's been touched by a woman.
Oh, that's true.
He got kicked out.
Yeah, he couldn't light his saber at the time.
Him right out of that.
Someone taped like the whole experience. Oh, look, they give you a little speech.
There he is right there.
To me.
Lisa!
I can't think of anything.
Lisa, you're going to hell and it's in Lisa's Star Wars
like,
land.
I'm not putting this crystal inside. This is the dumbest
Thank God
thing.
I didn't marry someone into this.
Oh,
Lisa,
yeah,
what color is your lightsaber going to be? Are you going for pink? I think I'm going to go for green.
Like Luke Skywalker.
Oh, look at...
Put your crystal inside!
They're
taking it serious.
Come on. More women here than I would imagine.
Yeah, but everyone is pushing 30 to 40 pounds overweight. Like, all of them.
Everyone,
I would be the same one.
Yeah. The whole room.
The whole room.
Yeah.
There's no one here. Like, there's not a lot of in-shape Jedis running around these days.
No.
Savvy, I need help with my lightsaber. Can you give me a hand, Savvy?
Like, one of the best Jedi sword people right now that's on, like, TikTok is just a real big fat guy.
Do we hear if they go crazy when they...
Well, you got the sound down.
Master Yoda, the Force must be strong in this room. And now, builders, it is time to build the bond between builder and saber.
Yeah, here's this is the door.
Now, just as we started,
you're ruining it for all of us. Look at the people in sandals.
Please take a step forward.
Morons.
Place your hands on your hilts and activate your lightsabers. But we will all do this together. Are you ready, builders?
Ready.
Take that step forward.
Yes, we are.
Place your hands on your hilts and activate.
Oh, shit! I think my lightsaber and my pants activated.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we can do that in here.
I'm doing it.
I'll join you.
If I don't get a black saber, I'm not even. Oh, don't touch me.
Look at that lady. Look at that lady.
Which one? Which? Oh no.
Your I made Yoda proud.
Oh my god, Yoda talks to you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Andy. Andy's got to go now.
That is cool.
Oh, you knew. Listen, if you didn't think there was going to be a dork ceremony like that, I would have bet my whole life savings on a dork ceremony.
Someone said if he was taking upskirt photos at Disney, he just got thighs.
Yeah, I mean, look at, did you see the lady to the right? I don't know. Yeah. Oh, she was wearing shorts or something.
No, but did you see the lady who pulled the saber out?
Yeah. Gut. Did you see
that's
that?
That's what I was saying. Oh,
look at that. She was like, looky. I've been violated. She my knees.
She was opening her legs. What are you talking about?
And you know what? She could open them, and I still wouldn't see anything.
She'd have to have 1 foot in one part of Star Wars land and 1 foot in another for you to see up her skirt.
My God.
Get a good look. Yeah.
There was a piece of this.
You have to be, you have to realize who you're dealing with, though, too.
Touch my guys, bits, you must.
It's guys like they've never seen the inner thigh of a woman.
Oh my gosh, the thigh!
Oh yeah, that's a big old. That's a big.
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
So dark in there. That's why.
Raise your lightsaber.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I am a Jedi. My Jedi training is complete. I have built my own lightsaber.
Change the galaxy. Remember, it only takes a spark.
You took an upskirt photo, so they're didn't like you, you actors slash store workers, right?
Yes,
they're,
all they're the time. Yeah. Roles. Yeah,
they're in character.
It's a whole thing. Yeah,
it really
so
is.
I don't know if when you're helping someone build, maybe if he got around.
My guess is this dude's in the room right now.
In this,
like,
room?
There's a real good chance that the guy who did it is
whenever
in that
this
room.
Was taken. Three,
is that the guy right
ago.
There?
Who knows? It's hard for him. Probably it's a guy who walks around and helps you build.
Yeah.
And like while he's helping, he's...
What a wild place to get upskirts.
Why don't you just go to a mall escalator like the rest of us? That's where we go.
It is a wild place. Like we said, the worst place to take upskirts. But generally, that's where they're taking them. Like a Walmart, to me, is one of the worst places to take upskirts.
Yeah. No, like you should be going to like a high level,
or you should not be doing it.
High level mall escalator with like a great, like a high end fashion store up above it. And I feel like if you did, there'd be just a, if there is that place, there will be probably 12 guys that are just mysteriously hanging out on the couches.
By the way,
there.
I guess this costs like hundreds of dollars too.
Of course, it does. It's
well,
Disney. Because
you get
expensive.
The lightsaber. I'm assuming.
Yeah, you get to take that home,
but
right?
Still, it's like $40.
No,
max?
Like one of those lightsabers costs like $300.
Stop it.
No, they
well,
do.
Well, I mean, they had price tags on one of the videos Dave had up, and like one was like $139.99, and it went up from there.
Yeah,
there's a fat guy that chose the red, which means he's like, I'm Sith.
Yeah.
That's right. You got no power against me.
It's just because I'm evil.
How much is it?
Well, it starts at...
Yeah, there was a...
The lightsaber itself is $140.
No, but like the whole experience to... So I mean, you get to build yourself a light stick and take it home.
It's a lightsaber.
Light stick.
So light these are just saber. To buy the sabers. It's
what, is she, what I missed? She,
he got really offended. Oh. Light stick.
Oh.
I don't like
I missed it.
The saber.
can't defend the galaxy with a stick, Lisa.
It's a lightsaber. It's not a light stick.
It's a saber of light. Even I stopped what I was doing and stared daggers in your
whatever,
direction.
Whatever, how much do these light sticks cost?
Damn it, it's a saber.
So you can see.
Yeah,
like a sword.
Ooh. It's like a lightsaber. It's a,
not a stick.
Okay, but what do you do with it when you go home?
There's nothing else we do. I can't even say anything back to her
that would
affect her in the same way. No. Like, what am I going to say? Like, that's not a purse. It's a.
I just want to keep quoting Star Wars.
No,
I just
don't
be
care.
Like, it's not as clumsy as a blaster.
Your shoes are not off, Lisa.
I don't care, James.
It's a more classic weapon.
It doesn't matter to me.
From an older, ancient
Lisa
time.
Lisa wears designer imposters.
But what happens when
like,
you get
no,
home?
I don't.
What do you do with it?
You show it to all your friends?
What do you like to
like, bring it in here, right?
Yes. I would raise it to the sky every once in a while by myself.
If you
I
don't
have
think,
a Boba Fett helmet, I put that thing on sometimes. And I just sit there.
Listen.
You sit there?
Yep. Yeah. The question would be whether or not I would just wear it in here every once in a while.
You should. Yeah.
Your lightsaber?
Mm-hmm.
Wear it?
Yeah.
Like on,
a, your
on your belt?
Yeah.
How do you wear it?
How do you think you carry it around in battle?
You put it in a holster.
Yeah.
A holster? It has like a hook. Yeah. It has like a hook, I think.
Yeah.
Someone said family and I were at Disney 2 weeks ago. That whole experience starts at $250.
Starts.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Listen,
though.
Those lightsabers cost $2,000 just to go there.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Right.
And stay there.
And I'm sure it's you have to make reservation stuff even to make a lightsaber. Right?
Those lightsabers are quality.
Yeah.
But I heard that Star Wars hotel is tanking, and they're now discounting.
Yeah, discount it.
Yeah.
It's
like, $5,000 for 2 days or something?
Yeah. It was.
Insanity.
Now's my time to book.
I still think it's a little crazy. Feel
Someone
like
said,
you need to let it fail a bit longer.
Half the nerds listening just got into a car crash over Lisa's words.
Oh. No. And half the other people understood.
Yeah, what are you doing with the light stick? What do you do with it?
I just had to say it's a saber.
I got corrected immediately.
It's a saber.
He loved Lisa's joke, by the way, because he loves to piss off the Jedis.
Yeah, you're right. He's definitely on Lisa's side, for sure. But anyway, so look out for perverts everywhere, even in Star Wars.
Yeah, you have to watch out for those cameras.
Honestly, though, I would have thought that the perv patrol would have been on high alert at Star Wars Land. Like, the two places I feel like pervs would be hanging out, Star Wars Land, and then wherever that Harry Potter land is. That there has to be...
Harry Potter? Oh.
Yeah, there has to be like a perv patrol.
Mm. Hello, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your comment?
I'm calling about the lightsabers.
Yes.
Light sticks.
Light sticks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually the one that texted in saying my wife had me do it. Building them in the actual souvenir shop is crazy expensive, so it's actually cheaper to go do the experience and, like, 10 times worth it. But, like, it is dark in there, and I can easily see how some real creepy dude could be doing upskirts in there.
But would you see anything in the dark, though? Even if you can easily get under someone's skirt and take a picture without someone seeing you, what would you capture on your camera?
I honestly don't know, because, like, it is dark enough, because they want you to see the sabers as they're lighting up, right?
Now, I will...
So, like, it's weird.
I will say this, though, like, I'm assuming Samsung phones are the same. The new iPhone, even if it's in dark light.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It improves. It captures it and, like, auto brightens
that's
thing. And that's, I'm sure that's what he's doing. You know, that he just.
How do you know?
Well, I just take pictures upskirts of chicks all the time.
Dark.
In the dark.
Dark upskirts.
Hello.
All right, for sure.
Check his phone.
Check his phone.
You don't want to see what I got, Lisa.
I know I don't. I really don't.
Those aren't light sticks you're looking at.
No. They're sabers. More like flesh sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a flesh saber.
Yep. All right, in other news this morning, this is when you probably should just mind your business, right?
Okay.
If you see someone park in a handicap spot that's not handicap, I know I hate that. I think it's ridiculous. I feel like karma will come back and get them eventually, but you got to mind your business.
Yeah, it's not your place.
happened at a, of all places, a Cub Scouts meeting in Warren, Michigan the other day. An argument about a parking spot carried over into the Scouts meeting, leading to a man being knocked unconscious.
Well, that's better than dead.
This happened in Warren. Police now searching for 26-year-old Tyrone Sledge. They say that he's been charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm. The argument took place in the parking lot of Ruse Elementary School prior to the Cub Scouts meeting. A man called out a woman for parking in a handicapped spot when she obviously didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
They called the argument brief and minor. But then she called her buddy, her guy, Tyrone, and said,
"Come on down.
This guy is giving me hell for parking in a handicapped spot. You may want to deal with it."
Mm-hmm.
He came down and then he punched the victim in the head, knocking him unconscious. He had to be rushed to the hospital. He was initially listed in critical condition from one Tyrone punch.
You punch someone in the wrong spot and you can kill him. And
his condition has since improved.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, the man's name is Tyrone Sledge.
Exactly.
Tyrone Sledge.
Is this
some surveillance footage of the room that the poor little scouts.
Look at the scouts, huh? My God.
Well, they're not that little.
Well, I promise to do my best.
Yeah, most of them look like parents.
Must be a parent meeting? Or
a parent scout
what
meeting?
It's like maybe it's the leader explaining the things that are going to happen there.
This guy coming.
Why is everyone so big?
Just
no, like, why is
because everyone eats so much?
So big in America.
There's a lot of bad problems with the food here.
The ratio of big to in shape is 80% big.
Yeah, if it's Cub Scouts, the oldest kid is fifth grade.
Yeah. So there's no kids there. It's all just, there's one kid up there playing.
This is the guy, by the way, that confronted the woman. And this is...
Oh, is he going to just come up and punch the person right in the face?
He's the only one in shape there.
Wow. Yeah, so the in-shape... See, okay, so red flag should go up when the in-shape guy walks into the Cub Scout meeting.
Yeah, he didn't grab a bag of popcorn either.
No.
Or snacks, whatever those snacks are.
Can you even imagine how boring that presentation is? Look, they've got
a
projector up.
It looks so boring. I'd rather go to the light stick making.
Oh, my God,
thing.
Yeah.
You said they're lightsabers.
You keep crushing their souls. You keep crushing
them. No, I mean, she's
take
right.
me to the light stick course.
You're right. Oh, one's worse than the other.
You're going to regret it when I can save your life with my light stick.
Yeah.
And I won't.
Light stick.
They say the case is a sad example of a minor argument over a handicapped parking space resulting in serious injuries. The fact that this suspect barged into a Cub Scout meeting and assaulted the victim at an event designed for children and families shows the ridiculousness of this incident.
I will say this, too. Like, you're...
And he has turned himself in.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I guess gone are the days where you're going to, like, challenge someone to a fight. Or, like, get in their face and then get in a fight. Let them get up, have a fight. Because he just walked up without saying anything and punched this guy right in the face. Yeah. The guy had no idea it was coming. So it was like the biggest sucker punch in the world.
That's when you step in those situations, that's the risk you take, right?
Here's the thing, though.
Someone will either shoot you or punch you. Or
to me, though, someone parks in the handicapped spot, the second that I would say, hey, it doesn't appear that you need that. Then they show me like their
disability.
Open heart surgery that they just had or something. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You don't know what's going on with
someone. Don't
ever say anything.
You don't know.
It's rough when a nice evening drive with your favorite cooking spices gets interrupted by a cop. The other day, police in Florida pulled over a 34-year-old guy named Daniel Barrera for driving with a revoked license. They looked inside his car. They saw a large clear bag that was filled with a powder.
Hmm.
Daniel said, oh, that's just my chili powder that my mom sent me from Guatemala.
Oh, why is it white?
Cops tested it. It was actually positive for heroin.
Oh, wow.
29.7 grams of it. It's unclear what color it was, but that could have been a tip off. Heroin is usually white, brown, or gray. Chili powder usually bright red.
Yeah.
Daniel was charged with driving with a revoked license, narcotics trafficking, and this could trigger a probation violation because he has a previous DUI conviction. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
How bold are you when you just have your heroin just sitting on the seat?
In a baggie.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of it, too.
Just put it there. Big bag of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a crazy thing to say that you were just driving around with the spice.
Yeah. Just out with my bag of spice.
Yeah.
Looking for a cookout.
I mean, Amber does drive around with chili powder,
that's
right?
It.
But it's actually chili powder.
You're going to go to jail one day.
This guy, oh my God, so unbelievably dumb. A 36-year-old Florida man in Lake County, Florida, Jacob Parrish. He's behind bars. He tried to rob a Wells Fargo bank.
Okay.
Except he went into a Wells Fargo advisor office by mistake.
Was not a bank.
Where there is no cash there.
It was not a bank.
It's an office, not a bank.
No.
And he didn't realize that until it was too late. He was armed with a knife. He told an employee to give him all the cash. The employee said, "Sir, this is an office. We don't keep cash here." He said, "Right."
Oh no. He tried to make it seem like he wasn't a moron.
Right.
Oh.
The employee just ran off and locked himself inside a room where he called police. And that's when they came and got this guy. Cops say he has a lengthy criminal record. He's currently being held on a $35,000 bond.
What a dumbass.
Yeah. Poor stupid man.
Well, give me some financial advice then.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me free financial advice. I'm not leaving here with nothing.
Invest long term.
Don't panic when the market dips.
Yeah. It's best to just get in whenever you can.
Okay, man. You know? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Come on. God,
that's a pretty good advice we just gave people.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah. Lots of great free tips here.
Yeah.
No knife needed. Also not financial advisors.
No, we're not.
We're not financial advisors.
So if anything happens to your funds, do not blame us. Mm-hmm. We will tell you that. All right, we've been kind of giving a hit to Airbnbs over the last week or so. This is not going to help. A woman in Canada discovered a hidden camera in the Airbnb she and 14 of her friends were staying in for a 30th birthday celebration. Yikes. This is like a perv jackpot.
Yeah.
15 women under 30.
Oh, man.
In one place.
Fap alert. Fap alert.
Holy hell.
Must fap now.
She talks about it in a video that we put a link to up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh.
Here's what she
Never
said.
Never mind the vapping.
No, she's cute.
We'll see.
Here we go here.
Teen girls staying. We just found out we were being watched in our Airbnb. I'll make this quick. There were 15 girls staying in a house for my friend's 30th birthday. One of our friends was like, "Guys, I'm really paranoid. I feel like there's cameras in the house." And we were like, "Girl, you watch way too much TikTok. There are no cameras in this house. You're just being dramatic."
They're 30.
But she whipped out her flashlight and she went investigating. She looked in, like, every single shower head, all the picture frames, doorknobs, everywhere in the house for a camera. And she found one. In the bathroom, one of the outlets was faced directly to the shower. Okay, so first of all, this outlet did not work. You couldn't plug anything into it. You can see in the top here, there's nothing. Looks totally normal. And then in the bottom one, look at that little camera. Anyway, we freaked out, called the cops. I was really embarrassed personally because of the absolutely atrocious things I was doing in that bathroom at the night.
Oh my God, can you
but that's besides the point.
Imagine what she
anyway,
was doing.
Anyway, we left the house,
there.
The cops searched the place, and they got him. Like, part of me was not convinced it was real, and then they found the cameras, which means we had been there for a night, like showering and things, and that footage sees the light of day.
What was she doing?
Anyway, does anyone know if we can sue, or like, what do we do now? Because that kind of creepy, TBH.
Got
so
it.
The moral of the story is always check your outlets for cameras at your Airbnb and always listen to your super paranoid friends.
I'm glad they found the camera, but I don't know how much more of her talking I could have
done. Oh, my God.
We reached our limit.
Just imagine the guy with the video of her in the bathroom. What he's thinking.
What on earth? What happened in there?
I don't know.
Diarrhea. I think she had diarrhea.
Like she blew it out.
Yeah, I don't think it was a sexual thing.
I don't think it was a sexual thing.
Yeah,
I think
that's what he deserved, though.
Yeah. I think she was self-pleasuring and farting.
Diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
you pervert. I mean, you think it's going to be great. You got 15 girls under 30 in your Airbnb.
Yeah, they all went to taco night and drank too much. And it's a diarrhea fest.
Diarrhea fest is the worst name of a
porn ever. 15 hot chicks with diarrhea.
Oh, God.
There's some guy out there feverishly masturbating.
There are some people
that
would love that. But the majority of us don't want to watch hot girl diarrhea fest.
No, no. Or not so hot girl diarrhea.
Man, I love diarrhea chick number 7. She was hot.
Yeah.
Diarrhea fest.
The only thing about all this, like, so this is, I know that, like, so the cops came for real, arrested them for real. It's in the news for real.
Who knows?
Was it just the tick? Because to me, you just never know.
You don't.
No, you don't know.
You know? Because, like,
I mean, there was a...
I would have kept some of the cops.
There was a pic of a camera in an outlet.
Yeah,
and
but I
was
mean...
text, but I didn't... Was... Who was, the cops don't really text people, do they?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have
to
investigate and do a look for a police report.
We just found out we were being watched.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to listen to it again. No, I'm just trying to see
turn
what...
Turn off the sound.
She does show the text at some point. I just wanted to see if you can read what they say right there. Just need to move it up.
Yeah.
We got the cameras sending for analysis now.
Right.
Cops text you?
I don't know.
Maybe they were texting Airbnb?
Yeah, maybe. I just, you know, it's a great way to go viral.
Don't believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Who does know? But
if she had something,
we definitely heard of cameras in Airbnbs many, many times.
It definitely
would not be the first time we've heard of it. All right, speaking of things that perverts might love, Pennsylvania, a nudist group there is throwing their first balls out bowling event.
Oh, I had written down Dave Hunter's hot tub hoedown.
That's not what's happening. No. Pennsylvania-based nudist group plans on throwing a naked bowling event, officially called Balls Out Naked Bowling. The Pittsburgh area naturist invites anyone from seasoned bowlers to those just looking to have some fun in the nude to come hang out at the Crafton Ingram Lanes from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
How long before someone stands over that air thing and does, like, the Marilyn Monroe style?
With just your bits?
Yeah, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. Did someone do that in that Kingpin movie? Wasn't there a girl when she was trying to get... the Amish guy to distract him.
Like she brings in like a sheep or something.
Or no, like she, well, that. But I thought she stood over.
But she
top
tries
of,
to stand over. Yeah, but the Amish guys aren't paying attention.
They don't
the
care
air
about
blows
that.
Blows her skirt up because they don't care.
Yeah.
And she comes back in with like a goat or a sheep, and they're like, "Oh yeah,
yes."
They remind everyone: should you want to drink at nude bowling, it is BYOB, and nudity is a must.
Mm.
Women can wear G-strings if they so desire, though, but men cannot wear any undergarments.
Boo!
Yeah.
Why can't I rock my G-string?
You can rent shoes from the alley, so all you'd be wearing
is it worse shoes? Okay, question. We all know that getting the bowling shoes that have been previously worn is disgusting anyway, but would you feel worse about getting bowling shoes after the naked...
Yeah, because I don't even assume they're wearing socks.
No, they're probably not.
Oh, God.
They're probably not.
I hope so.
I'd be
they're
more scared
for their own safety.
Yeah, I'd be more scared to put my feet in the shoes with no socks.
Yeah.
I had my dong out in the bowling alley.
You really have to watch where those balls come back up that ramp and smash into each other while you got your bits dangling out.
You don't stand too close.
Nope. Pulverized.
Balls out bowling. I think it's gross to wear bowling shoes with socks on, so I can't imagine you'd wear them without socks. They say that sexual activity is not condoned. That would make people uncomfortable.
Sure it would.
So me just self-pleasuring while I'm waiting for my turn to bowl.
Can't do that.
No one's going to be uncomfortable with that, though, right?
I'm not.
Have you seen the average bowler body?
Yeah.
Do you want to see that nude?
But this is like
what I desire.
Nudist bowlers.
I hope no one like pushes the ball down, like bends the over.
Body shot.
Between the legs.
How did your brain even go there?
I was just thinking of all the bowling. throwing things at the one. That's one of them.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Chuck! Throw it like a
it's
man!
All I, it's the only way I can do it. It's the only way I can do it.
Oh, my God. It's called the butthole roll.
That's terrible.
Strike every time, though.
Strike every time.
300 game.
He's undefeated with that move.
Holy
Nobody
crap.
Nobody take him down.
That
it's a double threat.
Event,
right? I throw ice cubes at it.
It's a distraction, and it's a great way to get a strike.
Yeah. Damn, huh?
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm thinking about who wants to sit on those damn benches after.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you have to do post-naked bowling, but it's a lot of cleaning.
A lot of cleaning.
Got to get that spray they hit the shoes with. You got to spray your whole body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that's called the grandma roll. Just
the grandma roll.
Yeah, the grandma roll. Okay. And there'll be plenty of grandmas doing that roll.
Oh, my God. You'll see grandmas.
Ooh, my
but
God.
The balls.
Oh, man. What's more distracting?
The grandma's b-hole? Grandpa balls?
Grandpa
like
balls.
The balls will actually be in play because I feel like the bowling ball will hit their balls.
Yep.
And then they'll release. My God, that's terrible.
Disinfect the balls.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh,
that's a new
kind of feeling sick.
He can't save anybody better than
I feel a little bit sick right now.
You don't want to think about it.
No. Oh, my brain didn't even go there.
Ooh. Out of all the things that we talk about, that's what's making you sick.
I was just thinking about
it's like the most PG thing out of anything we've discussed.
No, just wrong. Yeah.
The thought of an old man's beehole is really in that position.
Vulnerable.
I also feel like I hate to break. I feel like it's like would be a hernia test type of thing too, or like a cop checking for
like drugs.
Drugs. I think things would because of the lifting. Things might.
Jesus, we can see like dilating bee holes? Is that what you're talking about?
I feel like it'll be waking at you. That's where my brain went.
I didn't do that.
Look away, Dave. Look away. Do not look into the dilating bee hole.
You're looking right inside of an old man.
You're going to get hypnotized.
Jesus, Chuck.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They're loose as a caboose.
You're looking right inside an old man.
I feel like you would be. Look too closely, Dave. You'll see straight into his soul.
Jesus.
The eye of Sodom.
Someone called it the night of endless goatsies.
That's what it would be.
Just hairy taints and beeholes staring back at you.
And my kind of party.
And grandma knockers dragging along the...
Oh, my God. Just
not anything you want to see.
No.
What does heaven look like? Well, according to one person, it looks like your favorite pub. David Hansel shared his experience after he temporarily died following a bout of sepsis. Hansel was taken to the hospital. After flatlining, he was in a coma for 2 months. According to him, he remembers encountering two angels during the experience that took him to a bar.
A bar?
A bar.
Okay.
He said, I just remember closing my eyes because I was sick. And when I opened my eyes back up, I was in this night sky. It was the most beautiful, velvety, silky night sky. No clouds, no stars, no nothing. And there was no real beginning or end to it. He talked about the two spirits that guided him through his journey, saying all of a sudden, one on my left, one on my right, they just felt comfortable, like I knew them or something. They showed me that it was the most beautiful golden white light. It was so pretty. There were all these angels, everything up there going into it. He then spoke about being taken to an otherworldly bar, only they had no booze there.
Well, I'm not interested then.
Yeah, what do they got? What are they?
Just beautiful colored bottles on the side, but no alcohol.
So hell.
When you stepped, you didn't feel like your foot touched the ground, like there's no gravity. It was just like floating.
You want a drink?
No.
Yeah. All we have is the bottles.
What?
I hope I don't end up at a boozeless pub.
Yeah, that's what
that
that's
is
what's Lisa's
waiting. Hell.
That's his hell.
Yeah, that is.
That's his hell.
Lisa,
Lisa's like, one gin.
Boozeless pub. What's worse?
So thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bottles are all for decoration.
Yeah. Oh.
No drinking in heaven.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it was just some kind of dream before
I think
he
so.
Slipped into death.
Sure hope so. Going to a boozeless bar with two acquaintances?
Yeah. You don't even know them really well.
You don't know them that well.
For eternity.
Just like kind of acquaintances?
Yeah.
Acquaintance angels?
I felt like I knew them.
Maybe that was just like heaven's waiting room.
I don't know.
Maybe. And he didn't make it because he woke up, right?
I'm sure it's heaven.
Hanging out in purgatory.
Mm-hmm. It's like the devil's warm-up.
So,
who's this by?
The bottles will be there, but they're empty.
Whoa, that is crazy.
I know. Just thought of it.
It's so evil.
But I'm like the devil, so... Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Sleep comes easily to this Brazilian lady, but it's making her sex life a waking nightmare. This woman says she experiences pulsating orgasms.
Me too.
While sleeping.
Oh my God.
She says she's dreaming about women and finds that men can't compete when trying to make her climax in real life. She says, I'm constantly comparing my nocturnal orgasms and the orgasms I have with a partner. They are just so much stronger during my sleep. I have real crazy nights thanks to nocturnal orgasms. They contract and they pulsate. I really enjoy them. Now, these are not uncommon for women. 37% of all women experience at least one by the age of 45. However, the sleep phenomenon is rarely discussed, and she wants to break down the barriers. She said you'll be asleep wondering if you're lucid or dreaming, and you'll just feel deep contractions in your pelvic floor. My advice to women everywhere would be, don't be ashamed. Just lie back and enjoy the ride.
I bet $10,000 that she's gross.
Well, I will let you see her. There she is.
All right. Okay.
I wouldn't say. I mean, she's completely makeup-free, right? She's...
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say she's gross.
No, I mean, she's...
Now, she says she's only had sexual relationships with men in real life, but she finds the nocturnal orgasms only occur when she's dreaming about women. And the intensity of the orgasms always wake her up at some point.
I wonder
if she likes muff diving.
I don't know what this lady's issue is.
Despite that men can never get her to the same kind of point, she said she wouldn't change a thing about her body.
She looks disturbed.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the vibe I got.
Is that
well, listen, you have tons of feathers hanging off yourself.
I didn't even notice the feathers.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed.
My God,
that's why
she's
I was like,
so disturbed.
I won.
You have feathers hanging from your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop orgasms.
She has like half a bird
hanging from one ear.
Yeah.
She's got to go to the news about it.
Yeah, she did.
So.
She's talking about how.
I don't buy that women are having these either. I feel like this is just something that she thinks happens.
But there's 37% of women have them, apparently. Why don't you buy that? We've heard this before. We've heard women say they've had nocturnal orgasms.
Just like random...
Like sleepgasms.
I think it's probably pretty rare.
Yeah. I think in her mind, she's like, it happens all the time.
So guys have wet dreams... No guys ever
even those
orgasm,
are rare though.
Like that, wouldn't that be a nocturnal orgasm? Right?
If you reach the point of climax. Yeah, I guess so.
You've had a nocturnal orgasm.
So like, and I guess if you have one, then you've had them. So,
and that's all this saying. These are women that have had at least one by the age of 45.
Right.
It looks on her face doesn't look like she's enjoying.
No,
she doesn't get any sleep.
She has to poop.
So she says. I don't even really believe her. She's got feathers. And you have feathers in your hair. I don't believe you.
Yeah,
that's
that is true.
Lisa lives by.
She's always said it.
Michigan State's Dairy Center has started holding monthly cow petting events to help people de-stress. This is how stressed we are as a world now. We have to go pet cows to calm down. They started doing it for their teaching staff a few months ago. It was so popular, they've now opened it up to the public. Here's a little taste of what happens there.
Do the cows like it, Dave?
It grew to a public event where anyone now is welcome to come de-stress and pet the cows and goats.
This is an opportunity for us to give back to the community that supports us so much. Once a month, just putting on this event where people can come for a couple hours and hang out with cows, calves, and today we even have baby chicks.
Smelly if you missed today's cow petting event, there is another one scheduled for May 19th from 1 until 3 p.m. at South Campus Animal Farms.
He didn't like whatever way. Yeah. Like, what the hell, bitch?
Yeah, you stink.
He backed. The other one was loving it, though.
Yeah, I can't go hang out with cows. I would not want to eat any more meat.
Oh, that's right. Like, you can't meet a cow, right? No. Like, I feel like I can't become friends with a cow.
Look how cute that one is.
Yeah. Just going to grow up to
eat
steak.
Don't eat me.
Hamburger. Hamburger.
Yeah. Sucks.
Cute, though.
Really
Tom
cute.
De-stress.
I'll be honest, though. Like, you got to know that they've got that, they'll lick you. Because I don't want to be licked by a cow, I don't think. So you got to stay back
stay
a bit.
Stay back far enough.
Stay back a bit. They'll get you. They'll try and get you.
Oh, yeah, they will. Coming up, it's a white trash alert. What insane thing was a woman in Arkansas just busted doing? Let's get to that.
White trash alert.
This story is bananas.
Okay.
There's a woman in Arkansas. 43-year-old Bridget Watkins.
All right.
Anyway, what has she been up to? She allegedly took fawns, baby deer, into her home.
Mm-hmm.
She raised the deer to do something.
Pull a sleigh?
She has trained them to attack hunters.
Oh my God.
She's raising killer deer.
Okay. Hear me out.
Yep.
I do feel like there should be a few of these out there.
Attack deer?
It's really one-sided, Dave. It's real one-sided. And
this sucks to get
couple attack ones.
Attacked by the killer deer if you're not hunting.
Oh yeah, right. That's true. Like a hiker.
Yeah.
Sounds like it could be a movie.
At the time of her arrest, she was in possession of several grams of meth, four deer, and other stolen goods. Attention was drawn to her when she began giving meth to the young deer.
Yeah.
To train them to attack, and they were caught rummaging through people's garages and back porches. A homeowner followed one of the deer back to her residence in an attempt to find out what was going on. He found himself face to face with Watkins. Charges are pending further investigation. There is her mugshot.
Oh my God. My goodness, huh? Yikes. And she's got like every parent's alarm clock.
Yeah, what's the alarm clock for?
That was one of the stolen goods.
She stole a very old person.
Goods.
Yeah, she stole that.
She's obviously crazy, right?
Yeah,
she's training attack deer with meth. She's obviously not.
She stole that 1984 alarm clock that every one of our parents had.
The same one.
The same one. Like every dad had that.
Yep.
Everybody did have that.
That one. That, like, guaranteed that was in my dad's room. Holy cow.
And she's training methed out attack deer.
Yeah.
The deer's on the couch.
Yep. He's like, I'm addicted to methamphetamine.
Yeah, look at him. You got any meth? You better have meth.
I'll kill you for it.
Oh, these poor deer.
Uh-huh.
Arkansas.
Yep. They're like, you were not going to believe this one. This lady got up all on that meth. She started training up deer to attack
hunters. Of course.
Then she stole clock radios.
Yep. Whoa, look at that clock she got.
You know those ones that everybody had? It was like the digital on the front.
Yeah.
She had the AM, FM radio. She was stealing them things.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And she trained a troop of deer to attack for crystal meth.
Oh, my goodness.
Just keeps getting better, huh? Jeez.
Yikes, look at them arms.
Yeah.
He's quite beefy.
Got beefy arms. Tattooed up.
Is that a tank? I never want to go to Arkansas.
Oh, there's two stories today from Arkansas, which are just like, no thanks.
Okay with never visiting Arkansas.
No. Yeah.
Is it a tank top or a sports bra?
Yeah, I think it's probably
what sport's she doing?
Sports bra.
She looks like she could be an arm wrestler.
Yeah.
My dear God.
Ooh. I just imagined that I was in Arkansas for a minute.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Don't think about it. Oh.
We're transported.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Like that shiver goes up your back. Yeah.
Arkansas. Yeah. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter. on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What's the secret to the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show staying together for so long? They practice a very non-traditional method of team-building exercises.
You've seen me on the toilet, dude.
Don't remind me. Just was in like 3 months of therapy to try and get that out.
You've seen me on the toilet, dude.
No other show could say that.
Your move, competing radio programs, Dave and Chuck the Freak.
When we come back in a moment, how did a crazy carjacking play out in South Florida? What is the sexiest instrument you can play? And which one of us on the show has one of the sexiest names in the world?
Whoa.
We'll figure it out when we come right back.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Speaking of flying mishaps, some Delta pilots locked themselves out of the cockpit and they had to crawl through a window from the outside to get in.
The outside of the plane.
The outside of the plane. They were on,
so
the, ground.
On the ground. I was like, well, that is probably the most stressful thing you can see if you've got a window seat.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The pilot's out there!
Andy, you're kidding! Don't be ridiculous!
I'm serious! Look at him!
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm outside the plane. He's on the thing on the outside of the plane! Guys, over here!
We locked ourselves out.
Oh my God! What's happening?
I'm attempting to climb into the front window of the plane. I've never tried this before, but it seems to be going pretty good.
Does that look how is he talking to us from outside?
I don't know. It's incredible, though. They actually got the luggage conveyor belt, and one guy helped the other guy in.
Embarrassing, but not as stressful as the others.
No.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak, and coming up, what's the sexiest instrument you can play? Which one of us on the show has one of the sexiest names in the world? But first, how did a crazy carjacking play out in South Florida? One doctor was pulled out of his Tesla during a high-speed chase involving two different Teslas. They hit up to 140 miles an hour at times, and here's what happened. Take a listen.
It's a car chase filled with drama.
This driver is driving extraordinarily fast, dangerously fast there.
And this doctor found himself right in the middle of it. It starts with two suspects driving a Lexus, trying to elude police at 140 miles an hour in South Florida.
Almost lost controller.
They're determined to get away. Look at the dangerous maneuvers.
Go to the wrong side onto the oncoming traffic there.
Here, one suspect jumps out with a long gun and attempts to commandeer another car they've just cut off, but the driver refuses to open the door. What happens next is jaw-dropping. The suspect approaches a white Tesla. Then he pulls out the stunned driver.
Jesus.
What did the carjacker say to you?
Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
We now know who he is, Dr. Emilian Cristia, and you can tell he's in shock, backing away from the scene with his hands up.
Oh.
The doctor's cell phone was still in his car, so he did the next best thing. He called his wife on his Apple Watch to let her know what just happened.
I was trying to send her messages. Obviously, I was shaking.
All I could get was terrible accident, cops, gun.
Trades.
I'm
it's
okay,
like trades.
But I didn't really understand.
His wife. That's
the worst.
Terrible accident.
What?
Terrible accident.
What does that mean? Hello?
Gun.
What's a guy? Oh, my God.
Terrible.
What?
Terrible accident.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Cops.
That's how to make someone panic right
now. Yes. Yeah.
Daniela rushes to the scene.
I see helicopters everywhere, police everywhere, 40, 50 police cars.
Police are able to T-bone the Tesla. Out comes the suspect, who appears to surrender.
He's on the ground. He's complying with police.
Until he suddenly makes a run for it.
Well, let's kill him.
Houses.
You see him getting out of his clothes, then wading into a canal.
He jumped into the water.
Even a duck he encounters is caught up in the drama. He tries to get into a parked SUV and then enters an open garage. Out comes the suspect. Finally, it's over. He emerges with hands up, wearing just his red underwear.
I'm thankful that it turned out the way that it did and that we're here to be able to talk about it.
Love that. What did they say to you? They said, get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they get you out of the car again?
They drug me right out of the car.
Cops.
What?
Terrible accident. Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Guns.
Terrible.
Bombs. Fire.
Yeah. They were probably like, well, this isn't... Can we talk to the wife? Where is the wife?
Yeah.
I thought when I saw the footage, it was two Teslas, but it was
a Lexus
and a Tesla. They're very similar looking.
When one
backs into the other.
Yeah, they both have like the all black roof that sweeps back. I wonder who had it first.
Like, look at them, that shot there. It looks like it's the same car about to back into this car.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it does. It's exactly the same. It's weird. Really weird.
But, yeah, so someone said real-life GTA playing out on the streets of Florida. Why does every Florida suspect get nude and go into a body of water? Like, why? Is that
what you have to do.
Like, when you're caught, you have to do
get
it.
Nude, it's kind get of like the water.
It's like a rite of passage type of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's your initiation into the Florida Man Club.
Can I tell you how bad you'd smell?
Oh, God,
just jumping into whatever he jumped into. My God.
Maybe that's why he took the clothes. Maybe they stunk so bad.
Yeah, maybe.
He had to get rid of them. We're going to stay in Florida for our next story. And you guys always seem to think this is crazy when someone turns in a bunch of drugs they find. But it happened in Vero Beach over the weekend. A Florida beachgoer found more than sun and sand. According to the United States Border Patrol, a Good Samaritan found 20 bricks of cocaine while walking the water's edge, weighing over 57 pounds.
I found 19 bricks of cocaine.
It's like a life-changing amount of money.
Oh, for sure it is.
Oh, my God.
It's a street value of $700,000.
Yep.
The beachgoer called area authorities, who responded immediately and turned the drugs over to Border Patrol.
Yeah. Honestly, for real, I would just never want to find anything like this. I don't want to have anything to do with drugs that wash ashore. I really don't. I don't want to have to call the cops about it. In fact, if I saw a bag like that,
leave it.
It might just keep on walking.
Oh, I would.
Someone else is going to find it.
Yeah, you let someone else deal with it?
Yeah, someone else is going to find it. I'd be like, I didn't see anything. I guess I was just looking down at the beach.
What about you guys? Would you do something or would you keep walking?
I would do something.
You would do
do something about it.
Yeah.
Not saying why, but I would do something.
Yep.
Smart.
It's good to have a plan.
I would do something about it.
I definitely would have a plan of something to do.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I just feel like it's free money. I don't know. I know
nothing's free.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like I think it was that Jessica Alba classic movie. What's it called? Blue something. Weren't they in
Deep
the
Blue?
Maybe
something
Deep
like
Blue?
That.
I think they went down and found drugs in a boat, and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
And from what I gather, from what I remember, between bikini shots and that movie, it was a bad idea to touch the money. Wow. And somehow they knew. Somehow they could tell you did it. And that's no good.
Another life decision based on a Jessica Alba movie.
Yeah. Blue Crush.
Mm. Blue Crush, was that?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
the one. Into the Blue.
Into the blue. Something blue.
Blue.
That's all Chuck remembers.
Chuck lives his life around the movie Into the Blue.
Yeah,
that's the one with the swimming scene.
That's the swimming scene.
Yeah,
you got it.
That's why it sticks in your memory.
Yep. Her and even the other girl that was in it. Incredible.
What about Paul Walker?
And Paul Walker. Too. That's the other girl I'm talking about.
He remembers Paul Walker's swimming scene.
Yeah. Ooh,
God.
Gorgeous.
Rest in peace. Yeah, Blue Crush was a different one. That was
Blue Crush.
Three friends, one passion, no limits. That's another one of your favorites.
That's different. I don't think I ever saw that one, but I definitely saw the Jessica Alba one. And boy, terrible movie.
Okay, so this next story, is absolutely nuts. I don't know if you've ever heard anything about this. This is a Rhode Island fugitive who faked his own death and fled to Scotland. And now he's pretending to be a British guy called Arthur Knight.
Okay. Man, what a dumb name. Really?
I know. That's the name he picked.
Arthur and then a Knight of the Round Table.
His real name is Nicholas Alaverdin. He also goes by Nicholas Rossi, 35-year-old guy. For some reason, he decided to sit down with Dateline. This is going to air Friday night.
Okay.
Dateline found him and was like, you're not a British guy.
Yeah.
You're this dude that's fled America.
Like, right.
He shows up to the interview with a oxygen mask on.
Okay.
And says he can't stand. And it is the worst. I just saw the clip on Twitter and I thought, oh, this is some sort of comedy sketch or something. This is weird. I didn't realize it was part of a Dateline interview.
Oh, this is all they can get now?
It's so bizarre.
Was he acting? Is he acting?
Oh, yes. He's acting. Oh. He tries to stand up. Just prove that he can't stand. And it's so horrible. Here's a little bit of this interview that's airing on Dateline on Friday at 9.
We were once a normal family, but thanks to the media, our lives have been interrupted. And we'd like privacy, and I would like to go back to being a normal husband. But I can't, because I can't breathe. I can't walk. People say that's an act. Let me try to stand up. Let me try to stand up.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Exactly. Why did they do this?
I don't know.
He's a liar.
I thought it was comedy.
What do you say to someone who believes that you are Nicholas Alaverdin?
I am not, Andrea. I am not Nicholas Alaverdin. I do not know how to make this clear.
What do you say to people who say these are crocodile tears?
I don't even know who that is.
He's putting on a show. This is all an act.
Andrea, that's a low blow. That's a right blow.
Is this fake? It looks so fake.
I guess, actually, it already aired on Dateline, but the clips are just surfacing now. It aired just the other day.
It looks so...
I know, but that's him acting.
Fit. He's got, like, the worst English accent, too.
Right, because it's fake.
He can't do it. And the woman is a terrible actress, too.
She can barely, like, stop from smiling. Like, if you look at her face, it seems like she's about to crack a smile every time he's like...
My God.
This is bizarre.
So he was interviewed 7 months before a ruling in which a Scottish judge said his claims were garbage and confirmed that he is, in fact, the U.S.-born fugitive. He's currently being held in a Scottish jail as he awaits extradition proceedings. He failed to appear for a hearing in Edinburgh after an altercation. Mm. He was seen leaving court in a wheelchair, and the extradition hearing has been postponed until a later date. The U.S. now seeks to extradite him to face several charges here. They say he faked his death in 2017 and fled to Scotland. He seemed determined to continue with the deception. He grew so angry he was unable to see out of his small round frame glasses because he fogged them up so much. He appeared beside his British wife, Miranda Knight.
What's wrong with her?
A lot, obviously.
You sign up for that.
He was first arrested in October of 2021 after checking himself into a hospital with a serious COVID infection in Scotland. He says that has now led him to use an oxygen tank wherever he goes. They were able to identify him by comparing his tattoos with pictures of the wanted poster that they had seen for him.
The eyes of an insane person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole getup.
The whole interview, I guess, is
he's
on
He's dressed
Hulu.
Up like Paul Bearer's cousin or something.
Yeah.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
he's a psychopath.
Insane, yeah.
What Thanks to the media, our lives have been interrupted. And we'd like privacy, and I would like to go back to being a normal husband. But I can't, because I can't breathe. I can't walk. People say that's an act. Let me try to stand up.
Watch
Let me
arms.
Try to stand up.
He is the worst actor.
Bizarre, but at the same time, what I'm really upset about is Dateline.
Well, it's sensational, right?
I guess.
It's like, watch this.
I I mean, that's him.
That's him.
He looks way worse now.
Yeah, that was a lot of weight.
2008.
Well, you know what it is? It's that food over there. It's terrible.
All deep fried.
And plus now he's just, I mean, do you believe the oxygen thing for a second?
I don't believe anything.
I don't either.
I don't believe anything.
What a weird thing for Dateline to do.
This guy is always in the wildest getup.
In his robe, in his wheelchair.
He's almost like, what would make me look British? I know. Pajamas.
And a robe.
I like it's so weird.
He's always looked crazy, too.
He has,
yeah,
for sure.
Well.
Scary.
But apparently, the whole interview is on Hulu now. If you want to go check it out, it's absolutely bizarre. You should go see it for yourself. It's time for everyone named Kyle to unite. In Texas, Kyle, Texas, they want to set a world record for the world's largest gathering of Kyles. Here's what they say.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kyle Park, and I'm here calling all Kyles to come to Kyle, Texas, where we'll attempt to break the world record of the most Kyles gathered ever.
This is apparently the Kyle call.
Yeah, Kyle call. Yeah.
He's calling all Kyles, calling all Kyles. You can go to kylefair.com if you want to check a chance.
This is a government plot. To gather all the Kyles and take them all out at once.
Get rid of all the Kyles forever.
Don't you think, like, if we got rid of all the Kyles, stuff would be better?
I'm not sure.
I do.
Do you know any Kyles? Obviously not, if you want to get rid of them.
I knew one.
Mm.
I knew one Kyle and...
didn't like him.
No, I mean, he was fine, but I think for the greater good, sometimes you have to...
I don't think I currently have anyone named Kyle in my life.
No, but...
The record, by the way, for the largest gathering of people with the same name is currently held in Bosnia.
Yeah.
They got 2,300 Ivans together in one place a few years ago. So they're looking for more than 2,300 Kyles.
There's no way they're getting that many.
There's no way.
There's no way.
In a tiny little town in Texas? Where,
no, you'd have to choose like Dave or, you know, James, like that, John.
Much more common names.
Yeah, and then maybe you could do it, but...
Well, speaking of names, one of us on the show has one of the hottest names in the world.
Al Beck.
It is not Al. There's lots of things that factor into having an attraction towards someone. There is, of course, physical attraction. Some people may prefer their romantic partners to have a certain hair or eye color or maybe a certain height. Then there's personality. Do you look for someone that'll make you laugh? Perhaps it's intelligence. Maybe you're attracted to a world traveler. So many things to attract a specific type of person. But there is a lesser known factor you may not consider: a name. As it turns out, there are certain names that are considered to be more attractive than others. They did the math on this and they found... the top five hottest female names and the top five hottest male names. Someone on this show has one of them. It's Andy.
Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I think we all did. Yeah, I know I did.
I like my name.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are listed as one of the top five hottest male names.
The hottest part of me.
Your name.
Brett comes in first for men.
Well,
Brett
sure.
is yeah. the hottest male name.
Yeah, Brett the Hitman Hart. Yeah.
And then it's a four-way tie for second between Tyler, Andy, Corey, and Noah for the hottest male names. When it comes to women, the number one hottest female name, Brianna.
Yeah, if you can find one.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Second is Erica with a K. Third is Lexi.
Specific.
Fourth is Brooke. And fifth is Vanessa. The top five hottest female names.
Hmm.
How they determine this?
No idea.
I have zero.
We don't know what was used.
I don't know the science used behind this.
Yeah, I guess I need to call my brother and be like, dude, you know, you're really hurting yourself going by Drew.
He should go by Andy.
Because he was Andy for the longest time.
Was he?
Yeah, in the same way that I was Charlie for the longest time. And then your friends just decide what they're going to call you, you know?
Yeah, I guess I just always was called Andy.
Yeah, like your friends were
just
like,
I didn't even know
Andy.
Like the other names were like a possibility for most of my life.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, I'm Andy.
Yeah, and I was always a Dave because my dad was David.
Yeah.
So just to change it up. So,
yeah.
You know, they realized you called David, two guys would always answer. I just became Dave.
Right.
I never had a choice either. But I wouldn't. I don't want to be David. Not really. I don't know. I don't identify
right.
with David.
Yeah.
Only when my mom calls me and she's angry at me. Or
it's yeah. interesting to have a name, though, where you can choose two different styles, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Dave or David. It's like one's formal and one's casual.
Well, no. What I'm saying is like Andy or like Andrew.
Right.
Right. Can be Andy or Drew. You know. And even Charles, I guess, could be Charlie or Chuck. But it's weird that you like choose like, oh man, which one of the two am I going to identify with? It's so weird. It's weird. But it's not up to you. It's all your friends.
Do some Elizabeth shorten to Lisa? I know there's Liz, but do some?
I
think I've known someone.
I think that's where it came from. Is Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Lisa. Yeah.
Huh.
And then I have a buddy whose name is John and he goes by Jack.
Yeah, that's weird because it makes no sense.
Is that his middle name?
No.
No, wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
But apparently that's a thing.
Was his dad John?
No. The name Jack is a derivative of John.
Mm. I've definitely heard that.
Which originated in medieval England.
Yeah. Luckily, he wasn't named Jankin, which was usually transformed to Jackin.
Oh, Jackin. Oh, you don't want to be Jackin.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
You do want to be Jackin.
I am well, Jackin yeah. Hunter. No.
No.
That's a bad name to have as a dude. One more thing about sexiness. There's a reason guys want to learn to play guitar. A 60 Minutes Vanity Fair poll found that playing an instrument makes you more attractive, but not just any instrument.
Well, you have to be careful. You can't be like
coming
that.
In at top is the guitar, of course.
Sure.
Guitar everybody is the knows. Sexiest instrument someone can play.
Yeah. Number two, sax.
It is.
Yeah. I got both of them.
25% in the sexiness factor.
We all know the sexiest man alive is the sax playing
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Tim Capella.
Piano's next.
Yeah, that probably would have
21%. Then violin at 14%.
That's interesting. I would have. It's tough to. Is this only that men play? Or is this like guys trying to be sexy? Because to me.
My sexiest instruments, period.
I feel like a cello is sexier than a violin.
A lot of people play cello, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I think in the sexy factor, like violin to me, you get a little into. The devil went down to Georgia or whatever.
See, to me, violin is just straight nerd. Like, the people that were really good at violin.
Banjo is the devil went down to yeah. Georgia.
No, you know, like the fiddle, yeah. You know, the fiddle off fiddle. With the devil or whatever that song is.
Country fans are going, well, you know, you stupid idiot. Drums next. 7% think it's the sexiest instrument.
Drums are cool. The only thing about drums is it's real hard to be like, hey, you know, like, hey, why don't I just play a little bit over here? Like, it's the drums. So they're just always like drums.
Yeah.
There's no quiet version of it where you could just like, I mean, if you're in a band and on a stage, you're going to do great. But it's just weird to bring.
The bongos. You bring the bongos down.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's what you do. A little.
Sexy bongos.
Want to do it now?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's flute. It. Comes in next at Don't Tell My Dad.
I know,
he's
I
a
won't.
Flute player in a flute him, band.
I won't tell him.
They got all the bitches.
Tuba the worst.
They only rank the sexiest.
But, like, I'm trying to, like, what register. Do we think?
What's
what
the unsexiest
the
instrument?
The unsexiest.
Triangle?
Tuba?
Cymbals?
Where's the kazoo?
Kazoo can kazoo? Be dead sexy.
Harmonica?
Harmonica's sexy.
You think so?
Oh, man. I feel like if you can play the harmonica...
And depending on
like
the setting,
a badass,
right?
You know, like if you're around a campfire and someone busts out a harmonica and really can play it, I mean, I think that guy does okay at the end of the night. But if you pull out a clarinet,
ooh, recorder.
What about the accordion?
Accordion.
Ooh, that's low. That's
some
low.
Cultures, that's though, least. Like...
Brutal one.
Like yeah.
The Polish
I guess they probably... Polish accordion players probably clean up with the bitches.
They do not clean up.
Sexy polka.
No.
No. Yeah, no.
No. You don't think they have, like, groupies?
I've been a part of the Polish deal for a while. No.
That's awful.
No.
What's worse, accordion or bagpipe?
Oh, I don't hate bagpipes.
I still feel like the accordion's worse.
Yeah.
I do.
It's nerdier.
Yeah.
Definitely nerdier, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only like the biggest of guys.
There was not. Listen, like bagpipes.
The lungs.
Bagpipes used to be played as people went to war. There was never
accordions
no. in the front.
Are you sure?
Lines. I don't think of maybe? Battle. I don't think
he's the first one to die. That's for sure.
War accordions.
Well, yeah, you want to kill him quick.
What about an organ?
I like an organ, but
certain settings.
Like the Doors kind of organ.
Yeah.
You know, like a church organ is a little lesser.
I just think of the Phantom of the Opera when you say organ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the big church one.
Yeah. Someone says bagpipe is pure sexual Scottish energy.
That's what I've always said.
That's right.
Just like
it's tough to have
like
a Scot.
The skin flute while also, you know, playing with the
fill
bag.
In your bag, yeah.
Italian grandfather played accordion and was quite the ladies' man. Weird Al played the accordion, too.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering if there has ever been war accordions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's something to find out.
Like, what a crazy...
All right, boys, time for the Polka War March.
War accordion.
It comes right up.
What's up?
Oh, it was a song by Sum 41, apparently. I mean, they're playing war-type songs, but...
Oh, no.
There you go. Apparently some Nazis might have done it.
Sacred War accordion.
Sacred War on accordion, I believe. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we won't make you listen to any of
No.
We can't do it.
No.
And have you ever thought about what you'd like done with your remains when you're gone? Chuck has. He wants to build a pyramid and put them inside there. But a survey asked people what their preference for their remains would be. There were more than 24 choices. The most popular one being cremated. And having your ashes scattered somewhere else. The second most popular, having your organs and tissues donated. Then being buried under a tree. Having a traditional underground burial in a coffin. And having your entire body donated to science. But the 10th most popular answer was a little more unique. Viking funeral.
So put in a boat and then... Fire
having
arrow.
Your body sent out into the water on a boat and then set on fire with a flaming arrow. Actually, I never thought about it until now, but I would. I love being on the water. I wonder if I could convince Amber to give me a Viking funeral.
It's so much to do for the loved ones.
It is. It's a lot.
A boat and flames and the whole thing.
I know. Jeez, I feel like you got to find like what boat, what body of water. Am I going to be released into Lake St. Clair?
Yeah, you got a transport.
You know, I wash up right on the beach.
I think the Irish Sea is where I'd want to be.
Well, sure.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. Get you over to the Irish Sea.
Yeah, you throw Dave right off the cliffs of Dover.
They do like burials at the ocean, don't they? Sometimes,
yeah, I think so.
Just, like, throw the body overboard.
They do.
That's all Lisa wants. They're just get out of here, Dave.
Oh, yeah, man. We threw Dave in the water somewhere. Yeah. We're not
final
sure where
wish
it was.
That we all be there.
It was close.
It is. You're asking a lot of people for some of these things.
Yeah. Well, like, even for me, with the pyramid, I realize I will have to build the pyramid.
In advance.
Yeah.
Of your
You'd have to. If you wanted something as ridiculous as a pyramid, you'd have to do it all yourself.
Get out ahead of it.
Because, realistically, someone's going to be like, you know, it says on this piece of paper he wanted to be buried in a pyramid. They'd be like, yeah, burn him. Mm. Put him in a... I'd be in a little triangle box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I got to build
it
myself.
You better get working on your Chuck the Freak pyramid.
I got to buy some land.
We'll take a break when we come back in a moment. A guy busted at Boston's Logan Airport with a vampire straw. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
What's happened to an Aussie bartender that blew $1.6 million discovering an ATM glitch? An idiot criminal of the day. All that and much more straight ahead. We'll be back in a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Let's ask you this. How did you almost kill someone? Mm-hmm. What happened? Matt from Boston.
I was 17 years old and I bought my first car. Flat plates on it and I started driving around the neighborhood and the brakes didn't work.
Oh my God.
I drove through a house going about 40 miles an hour.
Oh, dude. Oh my God.
No way.
Right into a bedroom. People come in, they start screaming, my son's underneath the car.
Oh my God.
Mm. No.
The kid was mentally handicapped to boot. I'm thinking he's dead. I'm going to jail.
How's the kid? How's the kid?
Broken collarbone. That was it.
What noise was that, Dave, that you made?
I don't know. I sucked in all the air. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Tried to suck the story up.
Always challenge. Suck the story. Suck the story.
You didn't even do it like off to the side. You actually put your face right into the microphone.
Thank God.
Poor kid.
Thank
God the kid's okay.
Yeah.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Chuck the Freak.
On the way on this Tuesday, a guy busted at Boston's Logan Airport with a vampire straw. What is that? What's happened to an Aussie bartender that blew $1.6 million in an ATM glitch? An idiot criminal of the day on the way.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news. We'll start with two stories about some people that managed to pull one over on the cops in a big way. First, a drug dealer got away with 60 pounds of meth that belonged to the Riverside County Sheriff's Office after a sting operation went wrong.
I'm going to need to throw that away for you.
Undercover narcotics investigators were attempting to identify traffickers when they met a suspect. After the transaction, the suspect sped away from the officers with the meth they gave him.
Oh, they gave him actual meth.
They gave him actual meth, and he was like, damn, and left.
Oh, wow.
The street value, almost $200,000.
Oh, boy.
They say the suspect failed to yield. And a pursuit was initiated due to the high speeds and their regard for public safety. Deputies decided to end the chase.
Oh, wow. You go fast enough in some areas and they're
like, they don't know the identity of this guy.
What? I thought it would have been a part of like a big sting. You bring 200 grand worth of something, maybe reel them in with like a tiny baggie of it.
We screwed up, Chief.
Yeah.
You're done, right?
Yeah.
If you lost 60 pounds of meth in a setup sting that was supposed to be...
That's so many pounds.
You at least got his name, didn't you?
You know, we didn't. You know how I said I needed a little bit of meth?
Yeah, and it wasn't like you were using the real meth. You could have used the fake meth.
I used the real meth, and I brought all 60 pounds of it.
Oh, yeah, that is so much. Yeah. That is $200,000.
Took two of us because we had to lift with our backs.
You didn't even know
get it in
you were giving it to. You just
no idea.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
I'm new at this. Yeah.
Then, in Columbus, Ohio, the Columbus Division of Police is missing 160,000 rounds of ammunition. Oopsie. Columbus police say it was stolen from a warehouse on the west side. When they noticed their delivery was short, they contacted the shipping company who said, no, you guys signed for everything. Mm. The ammunition was stolen some point from the delivery until they went to check it the day later. It was meant for rifles. Two men involved in another warehouse theft in March are linked to the incident. They've been charged with theft or receiving stolen property. Now they're joining that case with this case. and they're trying to tie it all together. This time, they got the guys. 32-year-old James Scaff and 36-year-old Christopher Kimmel charged with theft, according to court records. But they're still on the hunt for 160,000 rounds of ammunition.
Think about, depending on the style of ammo.
5.56 ammo.
Yeah, like it's, some of it's really, really hard to find, you know, so
there's they're a asking heck anyone of a lot of who money may have to be seen made. It to call them right away. Oh, yeah, I bought some of that cheap ammo.
Yeah, I feel they're like not they're just going to buy it and put it in
Is
there.
Is 160,000 rounds a lot?
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes of shooting.
That is bad times for a couple of police departments there.
Man, oh, man.
Come on now. All right, heading to Logan Airport in Boston for a trip anytime soon. Make sure you don't have a vampire straw on you.
Why not?
A 26-year-old guy found that out the hard way. The passenger was attempting to bring this vampire straw through security. He was arrested, and Massachusetts State Police confiscated the weapon. This item is made by a company that sells knives and other weapons. It's marketed as a self-defense weapon.
Okay.
It can be used as a straw, but it can also be used as a weapon.
Is it sharp?
If needed. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's basically like a shank.
Said it can be used as a dagger. Mm-hmm. It can puncture most synthetic materials and skin.
What'd be crazy is you'd stab somebody and then you'd pull it out and it would be like taking a core sample of the person.
Yeah.
Like from a tree. It would just core them.
It's a very effective tire deflator, they say. It can be carried in a cup in public without attracting attention. And from the cup, it's very easy to deploy in reverse grip and put into action instantly.
Well, you can see one of the sides of it almost has like a sandpaper grip style.
So glad that this was put out there. I didn't bring my vampire straw.
You know what? I don't doubt it. I honestly don't doubt it. Lisa, you never know what kind of weapons Lisa has.
Secret agent Lisa Way. Exactly. Knows what, oh, that's just a reusable
Every
straw.
Every single time. Like I see her, she's got like a Yeti. I'm just, like, what does that turn into, a grenade?
It's just funny they have to put out a thing. Don't bring your vampire straw.
Don't bring your straw.
Yeah.
Like, that's a common thing. Yeah. Okay.
Am I supposed to travel now?
I pour them all out.
It's crazy.
But arrested.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to. It's a knife. It's a knife.
Can I just say I thought it was just a straw?
No.
A straw?
Dave.
But it is a metal straw, too.
Dave would have this and think it's just like, oh, look at that. It's like a metal.
But for the environment.
You know what? It kind of looks like a Slurpee straw.
Reusable straw.
Except metal. It's got a weird edge. Yep. Nope. I mean, that'll kill somebody.
Yeah, right? I know. It will for sure.
Kill somebody.
This is the sad state our country is in now. It would be cause for celebration if it wasn't so frickin' sad. A 91-year-old American woman has raised enough money online to finally retire. 91.
Did it.
Betty Glover is a great-grandmother who has worked for 7 decades straight.
Get to work!
For the last 10 years, she's been a cashier at Winco, an Oregon supermarket chain. Before that, she was a roofer.
What
the hell?
A roofer?
Until when?
Well, until 10 years ago, so that would be 81.
No.
She did other things for them after a certain age.
No, she was a roofer.
Come on.
Look out!
Eyes up here.
Began to fail her,
and
she still has debt to pay on the fifth-wheel camper that she lives in. So she finally just turned to GoFundMe to see if she could get enough money to retire. And the good news is she finally has. Here's the story. Let's take a listen to the report from KDRV.
And in a follow-up story tonight, in just a matter of days, Winco cashier Betty Glover has exceeded her GoFundMe goal and announced that she will finally be retiring. This time last week, Betty had raised just a little more than $6,000 of her $40,000 goal. But as of today, her GoFundMe page is showing that the funds that have been raised now more than $57,000 thanks to more than 1,800 donors. We caught up with Betty earlier today, who told us she's incredibly grateful for all of the support that she's seen from the community and can't wait to spend some much-needed time with her grandchildren.
I do need to do other things. I need to spend time with my family. And even though I've only been working the last few months, just a couple of days a week, because I was doing more, and it just got to be too much. My birthday is on the 22nd, and I thought I got to retire before
that. She sounds great.
She's doing really good.
Betty also told us today that her last day at Winco will be Monday, May 1st. She says she's humbled by all the support she's received from people right here in the Rogue Valley and even farther away. She already has plans to see her family this summer. Can't wait to spend more time with her grandchildren. Congratulations to Betty out there.
Her grandkids are 40.
Your great-grandkids?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
where's she
at her great-grandkids are 20.
$73,000 now.
Yeah.
Money keeps piling in for her.
Note to self, start GoFundMe for retirement.
You know, the thing is, I mean, that's it. That's the problem, right? Yeah. You have to be just so old. And now the next person will have to make it older than 91. That's it. You know,
still working at 102. Still doing highway construction at 102. It's going to be a real pull on the heartstrings kind of story.
Can I tell you, she almost to me seems like 10 years ago she could have been still roofing.
I know, she's in really good
shape. She's in good shape. Yeah. She's totally with it.
I mean, I can't see the speed of her beeps at that grocery store, but hopefully. Beep. Yeah, sometimes they're slow, right?
No. Oh, I'm just...
92.
I'm hoping it's the eight or less lane or something.
Beep.
She's a stickler too, I bet. Runs a tight ship.
Yep. And I don't mind that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind that at all.
Coupon's expired.
Yeah, get out of here, you
punk.
Yeah.
But all the other cashiers take them.
Get out of here.
Sharon will always take my expired coupons.
Go find Sharon.
Betty? What the hell, Betty? You know how long I've been a shopper here?
Kick them out. Ban them.
It's ridiculous. I'll take my money to Walmart.
I wish you would.
Oh, Betty, it's sad, though, that we have to get a GoFundMe going, too.
Oh, man, so someone at 91 doesn't have to work anymore to afford their fifth-wheel trailer.
Right, not like she's living a lavish lifestyle.
That she's living in,
nutty. We'll take a break, and when we come back in just a moment, what's happened to an Aussie bartender that blew $1.6 million after an ATM glitch? What did a family discover on their trampoline in their backyard? An idiot criminal of the day, all still to come on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Dave and Chuck the Freak will be right back. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Well, you hear of things like this happening, but you never imagine what you'd do if it happened to you. An Australian bartender, Dan Saunders, found himself on the beneficial end of a bank ATM glitch that somehow allowed him just to keep withdrawing money.
I'll take a little more. You know what? I think I'll take a little bit more.
When nothing was actually showing coming out of his account.
Yeah, but...
He exploited that loophole for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up withdrawing from ATMs $1.6 million.
Man,
It allowed him to throw huge parties, charter private jets.
What a dumbass.
Pay off student loans of friends. Eventually, his conscience got the better of him.
What?
And he called the bank.
What a dumbass.
They told him it was a police matter now.
Oh.
And the police would be in touch. 2 years later, still nothing has happened.
Well, then he's going to shut up about it, probably.
He didn't, Andy.
Oh.
He went to a few newspapers. He even went to the Australian version of A Current Affair. and he was eventually taken seriously about what he'd done. The case finally goes to court. He was expecting the worst, but no one could fully understand what he'd done. His punishment ended up being 1 year in jail and an 18-month community corrections order.
Okay, hold on now. Would you do the 1 year in jail to be that money. Guy?
If it's
to
like
be that guy, I have to
one
know
of those
like
frou-frou jails.
Yeah,
I can't do no hardcore jail.
Oh, I understand that. But like, what was he doing before?
Like a Martha
this?
Stewart type jail.
How much? Sure. How much of an upgrade?
He was a bartender.
And now
29-year-old
guilt-free.
Bartender.
He confessed.
Yeah, he confessed.
Some time, and
he paid
he
off all his friends' student loans.
He had, like, look at the, that's his private jet that he was using.
Well, and he doesn't, usually, like.
That's his boat.
Like, over here, they'd make you pay it all back.
Mm-hmm. They would. It's different, huh?
Over there, apparently, they're just like, oh, it's no big deal.
Bank error in your favor.
Is that insane?
Yeah.
It is insane.
And if
I
he hadn't
have
kept it up, like if he hadn't kept telling them about it, nothing would
have
happened
at all.
He could
have just been one of the most rich men alive, and everyone would be like, we don't know how he got rich, but he is.
He thinks now that he should have just gone to Spain and fallen off the radar and just lived his life there.
Oh, you think that now? You think that now?
Moron.
He probably could have used the card in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was
there was something wrong with the card.
A 29-year-old bartender making $22 an hour all of a sudden.
Oh, $1.6
million. Like tax-free money, right?
Yes.
You don't even have to pay taxes on it.
No. That's his sailboat.
You know who wins? His buddies. Yeah. They get all the
facts.
And they don't have to do
they
any other
to,
time.
No, he just gave me that money.
Hey, thanks for going to jail for paying off my student loans. Appreciate that.
Hey, welcome, James.
I hope you weren't, like, molested or anything.
I was.
But,
I
oh,
was.
My goodness.
I was definitely molested.
Yikes.
Oh, they didn't, like, you know.
I don't like the word molested.
I don't like it either. They didn't, like, it's not my favorite word.
Take your back door virginity or anything like that.
They did.
Sodomize them, did you mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
That
word, too.
Yeah.
You got sodomized.
I was sodomized.
Oh, man.
Molested.
I hope the guy wasn't hung.
He was. It was a large phallus.
That's the worst one to be sodomized by.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Let's move on to some food news. Here's some bad news for you. French fries are linked to depression.
Can I be honest? I've never been happier eating French fries.
At the moment, when they're done.
Oh, you know what, though? When they're done, you do. You're depressed.
You
they're
get
done.
Depressed.
Sad. Yeah. Oh, it is so sad. Like when you know there's like three left.
French fries, they're greasy, starchy, comfort food for many, but reaching for fried foods could have a negative impact on your mental health. A research team found that frequent consumption of fried foods, especially French fried potatoes, was linked with a 12% higher risk of anxiety and a 7% higher risk of depression. The link was more pronounced among young men and younger consumers.
Hmm.
Fried foods are known risk factors for obesity, high blood pressure, and other health effects. The results open an avenue in the significance of reducing fried food consumption for mental health, they say.
I wonder what comes first.
The negative mental health or the fried food?
Or like, I eat fried food, so then I'm not in great shape.
So then I'm
depressed. And I don't feel too great about that. And then I'm, you know, start to feel anxiety and depression. Was it the was it the fast food, or is it just like my choice of food as a man who allows himself to get bigger happens to be a lot of fried food? Yeah, I just wonder, you know, like they
nail. Sure it's got to be tied together.
Yeah.
There are times when the cereal industry pretends to be prioritizing nutrition, but this is not one of those times. They're just straight out making one of the worst things you could eat.
Incredible.
Kellogg's has collaborated with the company that makes Icy's, you know, the red and blue slushies at gas stations.
Oh, yeah.
To create an official Icy cereal.
Yes.
It looks like red and blue balls with cherry and blue raspberry flavors, just like the drinks. And they're claiming, this is bizarre, this is right up Chemical James's alley, though, they've added a secret ingredient that will cool your mouth as you eat it. imitating a sip of an Icy.
It cools your mouth as you eat and it's cereal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is going to kill people.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's amazing. Cares? Eucalyptus.
Delicious.
It's got to be something,
it's mentholated,
right?
Cereal.
It's got to be something.
What's the ingredients?
They just say it's a special secret innovative ingredient.
Least they won't even tell you. It's proprietary to Icy. They can't tell you. I hope my wife finds the cereal when she goes shopping.
Feel the freeze, it says.
I didn't realize it cools your mouth, too. I was like, hey, they got a new Icy cereal. Maybe you can buy some when you go to the store.
Cools your mouth as you eat. The boxes should be hitting stores nationwide soon if they aren't available already in some places. I would not recommend buying it for your children.
Well, no, but it's going to be really
innovative,
tough.
Innovative, untested cooling ingredient.
If Stella sees that, she's going to be pumped because she loves those freezies. Icy's.
What did the, you know that bar, that chocolate bar that did the same thing? Wasn't it called Icy or Ice or something? It was like a chocolate bar that was cool.
I don't remember that.
No, I have no idea.
There was a chocolate bar that you would like take a bite of.
There were ones that were called Ice Cubes.
Yeah, I don't know. I love those Ice Cubes that you can buy the like the gas station, little chocolate cubes.
They had like a cooling effect. I think that was just the type of chocolate it
was. Was it just a Canadian thing?
I don't know.
Hey, and not cool. It's like cool. That chocolate bar is really cool. Like,
it's called chocolate ice cubes.
No, this one I'm thinking of is not that. Oh, it was like a bar.
Erase the bear. Yeah, that'll help. Let's hope. So you would put it in your mouth and would cool down because they did have those. Please don't show me that.
Sorry,
it's gonna
be right
in heaven.
Chocolate bars.
Yeah, not during fasting time, right?
Yeah, it's my fasting time, and I'm looking at Haagen-Dazs on a stick covered in chocolate right now. I can tell you, that's pretty good.
It was Icy or Icy Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe someone will know and can tell.
But it definitely had that sensation.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it. See, Ice Cubes is the one here.
And I wonder if it's just a Canadian version of
that. No, but it was a bar.
Oh.
Like you could break off pieces of it.
Is it the Aero Bar?
My head? Nope.
The Aero Bar is like mint.
It had
they
ice in the
mint,
title.
In some.
I'm fairly sure. It was actually pretty decent tasting chocolate that I remember, but. Zero Bar.
Zero Bar? Ring a bell, Chuck.
There you go.
You know what? I never had one of those.
I never realized it was supposed to be like cool sensation of chocolate. I've seen them before, though.
Was it? Was this a? Is this like a health bar?
No. It was chocolate. Okay. It was
that's
by
what it
no
sounds
means.
Like it would be.
Yeah,
zero
like
calories.
Yeah,
not zero calories.
Right. I wonder what was in it that Dave ate. That is now because if they're gone now because they're poison,
it's some chemical.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you eat these, your knees will eventually become sore.
You'll more easily tear your meniscus.
Oh, no!
Leads to many meniscus tears.
Weakens the meniscus.
Damn you, Zero Bar!
Yeah.
Yeah, it
had I've never had one of those, man.
Like cooling.
I feel like it's that cool. There is a cooling chocolate.
The Canadian version must be different than the U.S. because the U.S. has peanut stuff in it.
Yeah, this is just chocolate.
It almost looks like an Aero Bar, to be totally honest.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. This filling inside was like cool, milky chocolate.
Okay.
So they've developed the cooling sensation somehow, deadly chemicals years ago.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Put it in a new cereal. When we come back in just a moment, what big mistake did a Kansas man make on 420? Our idiot criminal of the day, up after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A dad in Hong Kong is being asked to fork over more than $4,000 after his young son knocked over a giant Teletubby sculpture in a toy shop.
Oh, did he back up into it?
Yeah, he like leaned. It looks just like an accident.
My dad knew how clumsy I was. I feel bad for him now because I feel like I've spilled a drink at every restaurant between here and Missouri that we stopped at. I'll be like, sorry. Drink everywhere. Why did I create him?
can see you as little Andy doing
it. I'm like, sorry! Oops, again!
We would be at a like, nice seafood restaurant. I just remember my dad always being like, damn it! And then they're like, we need a towel over there!
Did you get another drink after that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, I'm still pre-parked.
Yeah, you need to drink.
It was an excessive amount of times I did that to him. Like, yeah. I can look at it statistically and be like, literally one out of probably every two times we went to a restaurant, I spilled it.
I think a lot of parents say, why not create them?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. The idiot criminal of the day.
Well, we're still getting stories coming into us from 420.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And the latest is out of Kansas, where a 30-year-old driver becomes our idiot criminal of the day because he crashed his vehicle on 420. Because he was steering with his knees while trying to light a joint.
Yeah. Oh, man, you think... What was he, 30?
30.
I think you'd have that down by now.
The 30-year-old driver of a Ford Ranger told the investigating deputy he was driving with his knees and lost control as he was trying to light his marijuana cigarette as he drove home from work on Highway 54 to celebrate 420. Somehow he escaped hitting any vehicles as he crossed over three lanes of traffic, went into the ditch, and was stopped by a cement culvert, a large fence corner post, a telephone junction box, and a utility pole.
Yikes.
Beautiful not, Ford Ranger.
That is a gorgeous Ranger.
Not wearing a seatbelt, he was tossed around inside the cab and received minor injuries. He was taken into custody for possession of marijuana, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
It's definitely the old school Ford Ranger.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, so he had meth, but he still blames the weed?
Yeah.
Yes. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
And a bunch of stuff in there. But it's lighting the joint
What he says caused his car crash.
Oh, well.
Another 420 story. Mm. That's going to do it for us here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.